Blog Talk Radio.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
Tonight, the icon is not here as of now, honey. So, you know, the icon is out doing what the icon do. You know, tonight, it's definitely the icon's mini ball. and Atlanta, Georgia. The icon will be 51 and about 55 minutes. So, you know, the icon is out doing what the icon do. So the icon will definitely be back with us. But we are here tonight to, you know, have a little fun, honey. We got our special guest, the legendary Deja LaPerla, is going to be coming on with us. We also have our other special guest, the legendary Nicole Icon, that's definitely going to be coming on with us tonight. They're talking about the young drag queens and junior femme queens and femme queens that's definitely out here in the scene that is getting silicone and going underneath the knife too early and not moaning and all types of things, honey. So that's definitely what we're going to be talking about tonight. How is everybody doing in the chat room? I see Alana's in the chat room. I see Mother 007 is still in the chat room and has not changed her name yet. Terrence Legends is in the chat room. Sexy's in the chat room. Slayer's in the chat room. How y'all doing tonight? What's going on, honey? We're definitely going to have a fab, nice show, honey. And it's definitely Wednesday Night Madness, honey. So we're definitely going to get the madness. We're definitely going to get the madness going on, honey. Oh, Mother says she's keeping her name. Oh, hi, Nicki Minaj. Nicki is in the building. How y'all doing, honey? Had a fabulous day today, you know. Had to go to the doctor today, you know, and have a checkup, honey. Get this pussy checked, honey, to make sure this pussy is still good for 2010, honey. You know, and all you girls out there, honey, it's the end of the year, honey. You got to go at the beginning of the year. You have to go at the end of the year to get your pussy right, honey. Make sure your pussy is checked, honey. I checked my pussy. My pussy is A-grade pussy, honey. How you doing? Yes, honey. I'm sitting up here with my children, and we're watching the Rumble Ball from this past weekend, honey. I see Miss Shasha the Destroyer come out, Miss Thang, and she definitely destroyed that floor, Miss Thang. She destroyed every piece of the floor. She destroyed it. Hi, Wendy. Wendy's in the chat room. I'm going to give a big shout-out to Renazzo. He's sitting here watching the ball tape. Milan, Rock 007, Harmony Mizrahi, Courtney Mizrahi, Joey Mizrahi, and, my daughter, Cody. How you doing, daughter? Yes! The girls are in the building.
Yes. Honey. Oh, are you on? Oh, hold on. Are you on the phone line, honey? Oh, wait, hold on. On. Are you on the phone line, honey? Because, you know, I'm looking for new co-hosts and, you know, that want to, you know, come on and, you know, and give it a test run and see what they can do, honey. So one of the girls hit me up. I want to know if she on the line because she on the phone line, you know. We can come and test her out tonight. How you doing? Hi, Mike Q. I see Mike Q has entered the chat room, honey. Mike Q has entered the chat room. I know that's right, honey. Bitch, we going to have a Banshee cunt motherfucking night, honey. Bitch, I don't know about you, honey, but I know about me. Hey, Leverage King. Oh, well, honey, you got to get on the phone line. Call in. Call in now, honey. Call in. We can test run you, honey. Oh, if you want to be a co-host, Miss Thing, hit me up at legendarykellymizrahi@yahoo.com. And we'll give you a test run one night, honey. You just got to call in by 10:50, honey, and be on the line and press 1. And we'll give you a test run, honey, and see how you work, honey. And we'll call you back at the end of the show. And we'll let you know if you made the cut or not, honey. We're definitely taking interviews. How you doing? Hey, Switchboard, how you doing? You got to give a big shout. You definitely got to give a big shout out to Switchboard. For definitely being in the building with us, honey. Yes. Caller. Yes. So, honey, call in. My girlfriend has given private message to me, honey, in the chat room. Call in and press 1. Or hit me. No, just hit me up. Oh, my girlfriend is calling in Switchboard. They wanted to be a special co-host. She's calling in from 212-203. Do you see that number, Switchboard? Hello, are you there?
Yes.
What's going on? What's your name?
Kelly, what's the tea?
What's the tea? Who is this?
It's Nicholas.
Hi, Nicholas. What's going on?
What's going on? How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great.
What you talking about this evening?
We're talking about all different types of things.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about, Nicholas? Have you listened to the show over the last 8 months since we've been on air?
Of course.
Okay. So what can you bring that the other two girls that used to be a part of the cast can bring to the show? What uniqueness can you bring to the show?
Well, I think basically that y'all need to talk more on what's going on in the streets as opposed to talking about what's going on just in the gay scene and stuff like that.
Okay, so what's going on in the streets? You tell us what's going on in the streets.
Did you read the news, what was it, last Sunday, how this 17-year-old boy shot that 92-year-old woman?
No, I didn't.
Yes, over here by White Plains Road.
Okay, so tell us more about it, Nicholas.
We're not going to talk more about that. That's not what we're going to talk about. I'm gagging at you. This is what you want to do?
What?
This is what you want to do. You want to come up here. Nicholas, hi, how are you? We all watch the news. That's what we watch. We see you later. Thank you. Kelly, how dare you? Oh, my God. This is how you rectify the situation. First of all, switchboard, I am Farrah, and I'm still in the contract for a sale. What are y'all doing?
Nicole.
Hi, how are
that
you?
That answer is...
Nicole?
True.
Thank you. Yes.
How you doing? How's your...
I'm fine.
How's your mother?
Who will be my mother? What are you talking about?
Your birth mother.
She's fine. Thank you for asking, but I really need to address Kelly. This is why you couldn't be a co-host, because my mother is no relevance to this ballroom radio station. But thank you for asking. Kelly, I'm gagging at you. This is cute, though, but you on the... Oh, if anyone... First of all, you can't replace what God had put together. You understand? They can never be the whole cast like we were the cast. That's never going to happen. So any event that you're looking for new cast members, you should be looking for a new scenario, a new format for the radio station, because it is Tens and Chop, and, you know, we have the switchboard in the ballroom community, so you're going to be looking for a whole format. You can't recreate this.
Oh, I was interviewing
ran everybody out.
Nicholas said he was a little nervous.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Kelly,
I'm
just a little nervous, honey. He was a little nervous, honey.
I don't hear nobody but you talking about you want new casters. So where's Jennifer?
Jennifer moved on. She.
You ran her out too.
She got a job with Wendy Williams.
You done ran her out too.
Yeah, who that big?
Switchboard, you know, you are the mastermind behind the mastermind. Look into the master.
Oh, God, please.
And then you have no emotion about it.
What do you say? I love everyone.
No emotion about it. It's cute.
I love everyone, honey. I love them all, honey, you know. But it is what it is, honey. But
no,
yes.
But today, I guess if you learn to do the things that you're supposed to be doing with your mouth, that everybody would be able to stay together, because you're really good
you
with
know
the things.
You know what it is. You know, it's
but
totally
like, when you called me up and told me about that conversation, I stopped what I was doing because that would help a lot of people. I get to hear you say that. You said, I want to tell people about hormones and silicone and, you know,
yes,
that type
because
of
you know,
and
because
that was the first. That was the reason why I wanted to be on the show until you took off the way you took off.
But you know, he hit me up and he's been hitting me up for the last couple of days. But that's the basics of the topic that I want to have tonight, honey. I don't know. Hold on. Hold on one minute. Let me go through my phone. But that's the basics of the conversation that I wanted to have tonight, because it's a lot of these femme queens and a lot of these drags that's going out here. And I was out in the village the other day, and I was really gagging how these queens was getting pumped and all types of things before time and the way they was looking, and I was really gagging. And I was really gagging at them.
Or they sitting back. I heard a lot of people have a discrepancies with Hakima Silicone.
Well, I really don't have a discrepancy with Hakima Silicone, because I have Hakima Silicone in my chest. But you know what it is? You know what? This is the problem. This is the problem with the girls. When I started to get pumped, and I definitely have to give a big shot. I definitely have to give a big ups to legendary icon herself, Sanaya Ebony. Because when I started to go get pumped, the girls used to go out on Friday night and make their coins. Saturday morning, I would drive everybody to Kima House to get pumped. And the girls would go every week. And Sanaya, I have to definitely get pumped up, because Sanaya told me, you go this week and you wait at least 6 to 8 weeks before you go, so it can set into your body, so it can mold into you, and you can soften it up and all types of things and crazy things. But the girls were just going so much, and now everybody want to blame Kima. It's not Kima. Bitch, because if you come with me with your money, I'm going to take your money too.
No, it isn't. Like my sister asked, she used to tell me, everybody, go ahead and get pumped. I was always into the pills in the morning and the pills, and go ahead and get pumped. And I would be so gagging because everybody had body. She said, you wait and you take your time and you do it when you get ready. I didn't start getting pumped until I was about 23, 24 years old. And I, like you, don't have no problems. The only problem I have is what I did. You know, I did what Diamond did. I was pushing my breasts as soon as they got done. So when you put your breast, your silicone moves. Instead of laying home and relaxing with this silicone done, I was putting socks, bitch, in my bra with fresh silicone in my breast trying to make cleavage. And eventually the silicone would move in. But that was something that I did. That's not something that Kima had anything to do with it, because at the same time, it's a little bridge there, but they sort of shit. So I can't relate, but a lot of people like
Mercedes. Wait, hold on. What is the area code of Deja's number? Are you online?
347.
Are you online? I am Deja's phone number. So we can call Deja. 347-553, you're on the air. Is this Deja?
Yes, that's me. I've been listening to y'all the whole time. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Miss Kelly, now watch what happens. Nicholas sitting up there thinking she's going to be somebody's hoe.
Well, I want to know, Miss Kelly, because she was really trying to, but can we call Jennifer? Because why is she not on this phone? She's a part of this. I came on thinking that you said, you know,
Can I say something about that? I had just got off of the Whiskey show, I think it was. I don't know if I'm a liability to say this. I don't want to fuck with anybody's feathers, but I think she kind of felt some kind of way because of the comments that she had made, and she had not gotten online, and nobody called her to get back online. So I think it's something personal between them, Kelly, her, and Switchboard that Charlie.
No, it's not nothing personal. Not Switchboard. It's not Switchboard. It's Kelly. She pays it. She's rude, and she's sitting on this phone with no emotions like you Geminis do, and like it's just that. And you know, Jennifer's a little bit more sensitive, and she's a little more low key with it. And they pay it. And Switch, I'm not gonna blame Switchboard because she has to be everywhere. But Kelly will pay it and just pay it. So can you call Switchboard?
Listen,
could you please call Jennifer?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
We can call her. She said it's okay.
Hold on, Nicole. Let me tell you something, right, Nicole? Just like you call it to the show, just like I call it to the show, the same way Andre calls it to the show, everyone has to call into the show to be on the air. Nobody's not going to call anyone to get anyone on the phone line. Jennifer knows exactly what time Jennifer should call in if Jennifer wants to be a part of the show. If Jennifer's number is not in queue and Jennifer has not pressed 1 at 11:55 like everybody else, no one's going to chase Jennifer down. I'm sorry, okay?
All right, well, I still think that there's the phone lines is always crowded. What if she
and
can't
Jennifer,
get on like
and
that?
Jennifer, no.
And,
Nicole,
but
you want to come on Nicole? But listen,
no,
Nicole.
That's not fair.
Nicole,
you
listen,
always
Nicole.
Think something
honey,
is fair.
Honey,
this
is not
fair.
Nicole, would you want to get on
with
Nicole, right? When you know it's going to be a, listen, hold on, Deja. Nicole, you know when you know it's going to be a hot topic, Nicole. Bitch, switchboard tells me Nicole has been on hold since 10:45. Nicole knows it's going to be a hot topic.
She be ready.
Okay, Nicole be ready. If Jennifer wanted to call in, Jennifer would have been online just like everybody else. She knows sometimes she has to call for us to get online so the lines won't be jammed.
Right, and okay, I understand that, but Miss Thing, still, the way you carry on with this, the way you look at the way you're going up to this, you don't have to give all of that. That is your sister. What's going on?
Jennifer,
you get on the
Jennifer.
Line with a millions of people listening, and here they're going to say, oh, she's leaving like Farrah left. That's not cute. A whole organization is being fell down because of your loud mouth and unconsidered
okay.
ways.
You know what? Okay, you know what?
She works for Wendy Williams, missing.
This is what we're going to do, all right? We're going to get the room. We're going to get the set. Before we stop, before we go actually enter, before we actually go into the topic with the femme queens and the junior drags and everything and the moles and the silicone, we're going to go to the real. We're going to get to the real basic of the whole situation, right? Okay? Monday night on the show, when we came on the show on Monday night, and the show was horrible because, you know, everything was going on. We was going where we was doing. My voice was fucked up and everything. I cut Jennifer off.
Stop.
Hello?
Stop.
Is that Ginger?
No, I'm switch. I think we let her, please let her explain the story because everyone knows already what is given and everything. And I think Jennifer wants to come on and also say her story. And this is what we did for the public, so let's fix it in front of the public because it can be fixed. If Kelly can just be a little bit sensitive, like she's so stern, that Gemini, you so,
why
no.
Why are you saying it's Gemini, Nicole? That's just how we are because y'all always tend to try and beat us up with y'all verbal ability.
But no, still, so y'all have to act like that. That's her sister. We have built this together, Kelly. I started calling. That's how the angels came on. Jennifer was on the line. We were a big old thing. I left the show. I come back and forth on because it's no love lost and everything, but it went in a different direction because of you, Kelly, the voice of the show. And now you had Jennifer there. You made her feel so special and everything. I'm out the door. It's y'all two, and now you treating her the same way. I thought it's the fat bitches. At least stand up for your fat bitches and work it out for with your sister. Like, that's crazy. It don't have to go down like that. And you being a Gemini and her being a Libra, y'all both have very different views. But we
just like that. Listen, let me tell you something. Just like they say it in the chat room, and this is not from me, this is from the chat room. Jennifer was a part of the show, but Jennifer never said anything unless somebody asked Jennifer a question.
All right, but then it has also switched for, it was also established from the beginning that Jennifer is more of the low point, you know, low lighted key, and that's where I was needed for. You handled it, I helped it, and Jennifer was always the low, so we can't expect much of the way she has always been throughout the whole casting of the show. She's never been, motivated into, she has different views. I believe with her whole thing, quietness on the show about last week, is because she has a different view about what happened with Christina. Her being a Libra, she would. And you have a different view. So it comes into Spickner instead of we both just, y'all just sit down like me and Deja have to do a lot of times and go through it and
God,
get over
please
it.
Please tell them. She's a Libra and I'm a Gemini, so you already know what that gets.
And that's just what Jennifer and Kelly is. So you sitting here, are we looking for new co-hosts? Like, we did not help this thing. It won't be better if you do it like that. It won't.
Yeah, but listen, Nicole, listen, let me tell you something. Listen, you know, it's just like the Oprah show. If Oprah producer quits today or tomorrow, that's not going to stop Oprah from going out there and finding another producer to produce her motherfucking show.
All right, but you're absolutely right. But let me explain something to you. Not everyone becomes number one hitters after what the establishment, the way it was built, crumbles. Meaning, it's just like you saying having a group. You can have a group and y'all have made every number one single and every number one album, and then you become single and it's, you make coins, but it's just not that successful for you anymore. It can also work that way. You can't recreate. We were different, like the switchboard would say. We all had different things, different unique ways. So that's what made you heard that child.
Hold
you interviewed.
Hold on. Hold on, Switchboard is asking for something. Hold on, let me give it to Switchboard, honey.
Who was the child you just was on interviewing, Kelly? I'm gagging at you. For,
Nicholas.
Well, no, Nicholas. Nikki, Miss Dane. Tyra Allure's son. Nikki. Skinny, tall, Nikki. She's getting dragged to potato.
All right, Deja, so much information.
You know her. The one I told to get the fuck off the line yesterday. You know Nikki, Miss Dane. Her name is Nikki, not Nicholas.
Kelly is so fierce.
We hold on. I just sent Switchboard.
Kelly, they always talk about us Geminis like that.
Yeah, don't they?
Oh, they, Kelly.
Do it, do it, you're doing it well.
Jennifer, get that
Hello.
Phone together, Ginger.
Hello.
Yes. Once again, America, you have now all the angels. We are going to discuss this, y'all. We're not going to yell and scream, Jennifer. We're going to let each and everyone talk, and we're going to get past this because we got more important things to talk about for the community. But I started it, Jennifer. Could you go off of what you heard?
Oh, no, why I didn't call into the show, because I felt like from the beginning when we were planning this collection ball, and I was on the phone 3-4 o'clock in the morning calling Jasmine about these categories and everything, when Kelly was paying her because she had her sons and everybody else over there, and Kelly was paying Jasmine and all this other stuff, and then when it came down to it, Kelly got all the recognition. Kelly got this. Kelly got that. Oh, Kelly did this. Such a wonderful job with the thing. That was the first thing. Again, that can go because, I mean, I don't care for anybody because I've worked hard in this community, and I don't have to pay for my legendary status. I don't have to, none of that. I earned it because it's something I like to do. Then the next thing, when Milan got conferenced in on the phone call that day, we all know that if Kelly gets cut off or Andre gets cut off the line, that what happens? Everything stops and brings Kelly back on, her phone cuts off, or Andre gets back on. I was off the air for an hour and 40 minutes, hitting everybody. When I hit Kelly up, Kelly said to me, "Why are you hitting me up? I can't bring you back on." I hit Jasmine up. I even called her phone. I sent a thing to Andre also. And I was off the line for an hour and a half. Then, 10 minutes after the show was about to end, then I came on and then, oh, well, let's just ask Jennifer, what does she have to say? I have nothing to say after that. Because my opinion didn't matter.
Wow.
It didn't
wow.
matter. And, I mean, it's all fine and well that they're looking for new casts and everybody moves on and all this other stuff. But
no,
and then Jasmine got on the phone, actually, and
like
said,
that.
And then
they
said to
come,
me, she said to me, let's
you.
Read and let's give them what they want. That I don't want to do that. Why would I? That is belittling myself. What am I reading for? That is not who I am. Period. I just wanted to express my opinion about how I felt, and then I didn't want to read. I just wanted to say, like, why was I off the air for an hour and a half when if Kelly was off the line, she would have been brought right back in, or if Andre was off the line, they would have been brought right back in also.
Well, I'm going to say something because at the same time, like, you're right. You're 100% right, and that's kind of, I felt the same way. But what I've also felt at the same thing, because Kelly, I don't blame a lot of it on Switchboard, because Kelly is more out with it, and we've
okay,
all had...
Let me finish.
She's more out with it, so every time I do feel something, I think it's coming directly from her, because of just how we have been, period, and everything. I will say, But what I didn't do, because every time, like Kelly said, when it was hot and I would come on, me coming on was letting it, like you feel, like Kelly, it was going to get you out of there. First of all, everyone would say that it's a Mizrahi establishment. Why would we be involved anyway? That's one thing. But to let someone like Kelly, who I've been our sister for so many years, use what she has used
for so many years to intimidate.
That is so nasty. Who has been using what she's been doing for so many years to intimidate people is giving them the power. The fact of the matter is, we all was what helped this show, and us as Libras are a little bit more sensitive. They are a little bit more careless. And you have a structure behind you, and that's understandable, but I still don't think it should work to the point where something that was so successful and have everybody just go down the drains. It was the fat girls. And if being sensitive, switchboard, I think that you ought to just look in, because you've always been a fair person. First of all, you would naturally feel like that.
Actually, I disagree with that also.
Shut up.
Okay, now this is the thing,
I disagree
right?
with that also, because when Marquise called in the other night and asked me, he was cut off, and then something was sent to Kelly, and she started laughing. Like, I know all the antics and the dramatics and the semantics that go on, so I know,
but
so,
it would be
I mean,
the same thing that they were doing.
Hold on, Nicole, because this is the whole thing, right? What is the rush to take, right, it's no shade to Jennifer. Jennifer's my sister, and I love her down. But what is the rush to bring Jennifer back on if Jennifer's just going to hold on to the phone and Jennifer's not going to say anything and Jennifer's not going to comment? You got to say, Jennifer, do you have anything to say? Oh, no, I don't have nothing to say. I'm just sitting here.
How long was I on the show now? It was no problem. I was always the voice that everybody liked, and I was not the controversial one, and I was never the one to, so... But it doesn't matter. I don't have to be a part of anything that I'm not appreciated on. Because at the end of the day, this is like a ball, an extracurricular activity. If I choose to be, I be. And right now, I don't choose to be, and I don't have to come back on the show anymore where I'm not appreciated. So like you said, I moved on, and I've moved on. And, I mean, God bless. I love everybody. You will still be my sister. Andre is my father. And it's no holds barred at all, period. I can sit here and be home with my husband, cook and do whatever and lay up with him and watch TV. I don't have to be a part of anything that I am not appreciated.
I think you're giving her the heat of my absence. And that is the truth, because she's always been the calm, so you've been loud.
I've always been the same way. I've never changed. I've never.
I'm loud, and then she was soft talking. So you're giving her the grief of my absence, because what she didn't do, I would do. But Jennifer never did. We can really say that, Kelly. She never really would be going off like you and I would be. So because of my absence, you're giving her the grief and then expecting her
to have your back the way you do. Listen, I'm not giving anybody any grief, and we're not going to sit here, and we're not going to dwell.
We do not have to dwell on me, because I'm already gone, and I'm not coming back, and that's fine. And nobody would never have the chance to say that I got fired, I quit. And I did my legendary status. I didn't pay for it. I didn't disappear and come back and pay for it. I didn't craft my way. I worked hard for it. And that is one thing I can stand on.
Okay.
And everybody have a wonderful night. Kelly, I love you. You're my sister. Deja, I love you. Nicole, I love you. Everybody else, I love you. And I'm out. T-T-Y-L forever.
Thanks, Jen. Hello.
That was a phone.
Oh, wow.
That was a phone.
Now, okay. Now, since Jennifer is now gone, and since you opened up the topic, and now I'm going to finish the topic the correct way, okay? Jennifer has felt some type of way ever since Monday night on the show when I cut her off and she was talking, and I cut her off, and she, after she finished talking, she IM'd whoever she IM'd and said, oh, how she was going to come on the show on Monday night and she was going to pick me in my place for cutting her off and not letting her voice her opinion or la 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 la, quack a quack, quack a quack, quack a quack. And we all know Jennifer, and Jennifer is my sister, and y'all my sisters, just say wait, Jackson is my sister's. Girl, we have been seeing Jennifer for so long. Jennifer sitting on the stage, and Jennifer seen. This is where I got upset, and I cut Jennifer off, because Jennifer seen Ginger attack Christina.
Jennifer is sitting on the stage, dead down on the floor, and like everybody said, it was about 2,000 Mizrahis standing up in front. But Jennifer seen Ginger attack Christina. Jennifer's my sister and I love her down. Jennifer can't even see her phone right in front of her, but she seen her attack Christina. And so now that's where the problem was. And then Jennifer went to somebody else. She's going to come and she's going to put me in my place and this and shit, this and that and this and that. And that's where the problem came at. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
And so that's where the problem came in at with the situation. And Jennifer felt some type of way. Jennifer would sit there on the phone and she wouldn't say anything. What was the rush to get Jennifer back on the phone if we're doing a heated interview?
Let me explain something to everybody. All right, because this is why I sit back and I watch and I listen to all the bullshit that's going on here and all the rest of that stuff. Nicole, can you hear me, sweetie?
I'm here.
The reason why I allowed Jennifer to get on here tonight only was for you and for Deja, because you guys play a very important role in this scene and on this radio. Like I said before, and I've said it again, I am all about business. I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks or what anybody heard. I am behind this show. If you are a part of this cast, just like a company, if you work for a company, if you have personal problems, personal issues, or feel a certain way, you do not directly say that on the air for all the public to see and hear, because that is exactly what they want. And I'm not a part of that. I try to stay out of the controversy. Now, Kelly is 100% correct with what Jennifer does and runs on other people's radio shows, instant messages, other people calls the other people, the Sanayas and all this and that. Don't be a fool. Jennifer is nowhere near innocent, okay? And I've had a problem with that for a long time. But I still chose to allow her to stay on this show. After what she pulled last week, I told Andre, I told Kelly, Jennifer is no longer coming on this show. Enough is enough. Okay? So for her to feel she gave a grand exit tonight, she was already terminated last week. I just did that for you guys right now to put an end to this and to move on with the whole topic of the transgenders. But the bottom line is, you don't sit here and contact other people to try to make this show hot and try to attack other people, like the situation that happened with Sanaya and bringing Lon on. And like Kelly said, she's complaining that she's on hold, but yet she's not saying anything. And last week what happened with her, her number's changing. No one knows what her phone numbers are. How are we supposed to bring her on if her numbers are constantly changing and everything is hanging up? And again, that's personal stuff that we can handle one-on-one after the show like we used to. But bring that on air and share that with other people. And because Kelly didn't like the way a certain ball went, you call Sanaya up and bring Sanaya up without bringing her to the switchboard and all the rest of that stuff. I mean, shit was falling apart back then. The bottom line is, I don't have to have time for it. And for her to make the comment like she did, she already tried it. Jennifer, please, cut it out, okay? Please cut it out. Just stop it. Stop it. I didn't take a break and come back into the ballroom and buy my way to legendary status. I earned it. You're talking about me. Cut it out. Status don't mean a motherfucking thing to me. Making money means more to me than anything. So I don't give a fuck about that. But don't try to sneak attack things in there like that. Again, that's petty. That's completely petty. Don't attack Kelly. Don't attack Jennifer. And no chat room. She's not calling in no more. Let her go to the other five shows that are out there. Move on with it. Chat room, if y'all continue to talk about it, y'all going to get blocked. Do no longer talk about her no more. We're going to treat it like the other issues before in the past about the other houses, so this way we can move forward and not have to dwell on the past. That's it. End of story.
How you doing? Okay, so we definitely back with our 58 girls in the chat room. And it would be a pleasure if Miss Lisa was on the line, she could come in and chime in with us. But we're definitely back to talking about the young femme queens and the young drag that's getting pumped and getting all this surgery before time. Because I was in the Village, because my daughter's up here from Chicago, right, y'all? So I was in the Village the other day, and I was gagging at all the young drag queens that I've seen with all this silicone in their face and in their body, and it's just wrong. Who is still pumping these girls? Hello?
A little bit of everybody.
It's crazy. It's really crazy. And these girls are going to get pumped, and they're not moaning and nothing. And it's like, it's really ridiculous. And as us being older female figures in the scene, it's like we really need to start guiding these children, whether they're in our house or outside our house. We need to really start letting them know exactly what's going on with the body and everything. So, Deja, you know, you have been through a dramatic surgery just in the last month and a half. Can you please tell the girls about your story?
excuse me. Hi, everybody. I'm Deja. I started getting pumped after the first $1,000. And as Nicole did, I had moaned for a long period of time before I actually got pumped. I've never been one of the girls who got pumped on a bi-weekly basis. I mean, Kelly, you know, because you have drove
yeah.
me several times. I would go 6 months, maybe wait a year, or maybe every 8 months or whatever. But the thing about it is that, one, is that everybody's body reacts different to a foreign substance, regardless to whether, you know, you're healthy or you're sick. Regardless to anything, everybody's body reacts totally differently. Now, nobody or anybody that has been pumped is not a medical doctor, has know exactly what's being pumped into their body, and it can at some time be a shady situation. It may not be a shady situation, but it all is about the person. Now, for a long period of time, you know, like I said, I had been getting pumped. If anybody know me from, hello?
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. Anybody have known me from way back, I was a very, very, very small girl. And when I had first got pumped, the silicone had been too heavy for my legs. And I had stopped getting pumped for a long period of time, which was only my base coat. Now, what the doctor had told me is that I had a delayed reaction. But still, in all, remember, I had done drugs. I had been in abusive relationships. I had been very rough as, you know, a transgender early on in my life. Not even so with the voguing, but just fighting with my lovers and stuff like that. Me and Nicole had talked earlier with, you know, the silicone moving and things being shifted in different places. And what had happened was is that my breasts had always had complications with hormones, not with hormones, with the silicone. I don't know if it was that, you know, Hakima who had pumped me, because I only been to Hakima besides Natasha doing my face. I don't know if it was that the silicone wasn't good or whatever, but what my doctor told me, it is hard for a medical physician to actually get medical grade silicone. So just imagine how these girls or what these girls are getting. However, I didn't have any reaction to my silicone until later on, which is about four years later. But I had been a heavy alcoholic and dabbling in drugs and being very active, you know, in my relationships and stuff like that, that I had what you call a delayed reaction. Whereas I've seen other girls who just had an instant reaction, which they would get boils or they would get infections. Some of these girls don't clean themselves right. Some of these girls, like Nicole said, would get pumped after getting pumped after getting pumped. But back on me is that I hadn't realized what was going on with my body because of the fact that I was heavily into my addiction, which was my drug of choice, alcohol first. And I was not trying to rectify the situation, and it had gotten worse as time grew on. It's a shame because, you know, honestly, they tell you that, you know, silicone is not supposed to be injected into your body, period, without it being in the bag because of what can happen, period. And a lot of times, like I said, it has caused a delayed reaction. And the things that we do in our life actually, you know, play a big part in it. And my silicone had shifted a number of times, and I had paid it no mind. And when silicone shifts into a spot where there isn't a pocket, it actually runs through the body. And what happens is that your body builds a scar tissue around it, and it creates it, for, it makes it get hard. Like some girls who do get implants, you will realize that one of their titties is actually firmer than the other, or they just are always firm, and it's because of the scar tissue. So it is a delayed reaction within the body. And my situation is that I didn't have any allergic reaction. I didn't have any infection. What happened was is that it had shifted and it had moved into places that it had shouldn't been. And not only that, when it was injected into my body had built up scar tissue around it. And the scar tissue actually made the silicone hard. I could not understand for a long time why my breasts were so hard, but my bottom part was very, very sore. And what had happened, and I had moaned, like I said, I had moaned out. I mean, my girlfriend Linda, if anybody had known her, she had moaned me out when I was 17. So it couldn't have been because of the moan. It was just the scar tissue around where Hakima had injected into my chest. And not only that, is that when you get pumped, you actually, you're supposed to actually break your knot first before you actually get your breast pump, because what happens is that they start pumping the knot. And when they start pumping the knot, it actually stays hard and it stiffens up. And what Nicole was saying is that fresh silicone is very soft. And I was one of those girls who just always wanted, you know, breasts and wanted to cleave it. So, you know, I would stuff socks in my bra too. But then again, I wouldn't like to wear bras. So a lot of times the silicone actually would fall into this pocket and it would accumulate hard because it was so heavy. And like I said, not only to the things that I was doing, which is like drinking and cocaine as well, it had actually caused a delayed reaction. And for me being...
So, wait, not to interrupt you, Deja. So would you say it's safe to say that it wasn't chemo silicone and it could have been the way the body had reacted to the silicone, or it could have been the amount of drugs? Because remember, Kelly, when you had these girls up in that U-Haul, everybody was on 5 and 6 pills. Fatima and them used to be rolling down, going to get pump on ecstasy pills, you know, and then you leave and go back. They will, you would take them back, but you remember we used to be crowded up at Hema House.
You can say that as well. It could be a number of things, but the main object is that silicone is not supposed to be injected into your body without it being in a bag. Period. Your body is going to attack it. Any foreign substance that is injected into your body. That's period. Now everything else that you do accumulates to the reaction that's going to happen later on in life. As in with Octavia as well, and she had the best grade of silicone. And I know some people who had their silicone for at least like 20, 30 years, and they haven't had any reaction. They're still soft. But I also know, like, and God bless her soul, Octavia, who had hers removed. I had went to the same doctor, who is a great doctor. But like I said, you know, it's the way it's like the point is that it's not supposed to be injected into your body without a bag. So in any given fact, some people's bodies react different to anything. But long-term down the line, you are going to have problems because it's a foreign substance. And your body is going to create scar tissue. Your body is going to push and move it in any size of way, any way, shape, form, or fashion. I also know girls who haven't had any problems but also can say that they don't like the outcome of it because the silicone grows with your body as well. So if your weight fluctuates, the silicone is going to move through your body, period. Like, I hadn't been pumped since 2004, and in 2004, I was a size 3, and my breast was a B cup. In 2006, I was a size 11, 12, and my breast was a large C.
Ain't
so
that the
it
truth?
Actually, it grows. It
Ain't
grows
that
with,
the truth?
It is. It grows with your body, and especially if your weight is fluctuating. And then a lot of times, you know, it's also the hormones. And, you know, they've been doing this way for years, and they don't go to the doctor and get their hormones because of whatever problem it may be. But your hormone level is actually supposed to be measured, and it's supposed to be actually measured by a doctor because I believe that if anybody remember, when Amori was in the hospital from a hormone overdose because the body had too much estrogen in it. And
no, actually, her liver was affected because of the all those hormones she was taking them without the B12. So,
but see, no, but see, you, look,
B12,
wait. When you say that is that I just went to my doctor. Well, not just went to her, but I had explained to my doctor, you know, I'm not taking any B12 with my hormones, and my doctor told me that I would just be injecting vitamins if I eat right and I take vitamins already. It's pointless to actually inject yourself with the hormones with the vitamins if you're already taking the vitamins and you're already like accumulating.
Well, most people don't take the vitamins consistently, so I would suggest everyone who takes the hormones to use B12, because B12 is very good for the body and it's very good for your liver. When you're taking that hard hormones, the Germans and all that stuff, you're on drugs. If you have a compromised immune system or whatever, all that plays a part, and it also plays a part on the growing of your silicone. So if you don't do the things that you're supposed to do, you're going to encounter a very bad problem. The number one thing I suggest for everybody is to take your time. The big difference with the 2000 generation, Kelly, and the 90s is we was walking moaning. It was all about hormone stuff.
Yeah, it was all about hormone.
A hormone, and then Kima came out with this inexpensive silicone where all the girls could just go by day and by night and just get pumped. A lot of people have had a lot of complications with that. But if you take your time, you allow your skin to stretch. The hormone stretches your skin. It stretches your breast. So when I got pumped, I had enough room to get pumped because I had already had titties from the hormones. Hormones are, if there's one thing that Father Icon speaks, is hormones is a super must. You can't do anything without it. So if you think that you want to go and put some body in your boy pockets and you don't take no hormones, that pocket is going to harden up like a basketball.
Yes, and the girls. The thing with the girls is they don't know that the hormones is femme queen or butch queen up in drags. That's your best friend, baby.
Yeah.
That is one of your best friends, honey. That breaks you down. It softens you out. It makes stuff established. So when you're ready to go get the bags and ready to go get these things, when you get them, they're not sitting up like torpedoes because you already had flesh there.
A lot of girls don't understand as well as that. It also goes to the way that you treat your body as well. Like wearing of the gas and pulling the gas down over your hips, and you know you just got freshly pumped. The pressure from the gas is actually pushing the silicone into areas that it's not supposed to be. Or wearing jeans. Like if anybody actually really got in earlier on that I had more hips than I had anything, and it was because of the type of clothes that I was wearing, which was actually forcing the silicone to go on the outer side of my butt, to where that it was easier for it to run down my legs. And like I said, with the lifestyle that I lived also had played a part in it. And a lot of times is that, you know, these girls, like I said, they don't actually clean themselves right, and they always have to be outrageous with their dressing, which is, I mean, you are obligated to wear anything that you want, but you have to realize that this is a foreign substance that's in your body, and it's molding like clay. So the more pressure that you accumulate on it is the more that it pushes and pushes it and pushes it and pushing it and pushing it into different areas that it don't need to be or where your body is going to reject it from. Because, like, my surgery went from my knee all the way up to my waistline, and I had only had gotten like my boy pockets done and underneath my saddlebag, and like from the clothing and the gas, you know, Nicole had always told me about that, bitch, I sleep in my gas if I have to, and what it would do is that it would create pressure on the hip area and push the silicone into an area where it wasn't supposed to be, and it happened to, like, run down my leg. And when it had did that, it had accumulated this scar tissue that made it really hard. And if anybody had gotten into early on before I had my surgery, it would be, like, lumps and knots of silicone all the way down towards my knee. And like I said, because of the lifestyle that I had lived, I had never really paid it attention because my weight would fluctuate, and I would be thick in the winter, and then I would be, you know, thin in the summer. And it would actually, it would cause and accumulate all these issues. And because I wasn't in my right mind frame and I wasn't going to the doctor regularly, it had caused this problem. So what I'm saying to a lot of the girls here is, like they said, number one, hormones is your best friend. You can't go wrong with hormones. And a lot of times is that we tend to take advantage of that. And what we do is that because it's an instant gratification to have body, an instant gratification to look like the bitch. You don't give your time, your body time to heal. You don't give your body time to grow. And you realize that as you're getting older, your weight is fluctuating, or as you're getting older, you're getting more on top of this, because at Sim Queens, we're always trying to change our look. We don't want to look like we looked 3 years ago because of the fact that we have become this woman, and we have never been little girls first. So we automatically get this body as little girls, and we have this woman's body. And 3 years later or 4 years later, we're looking for a difference. And all of that is on top of your
muscles. And you know what's so strange about it? You add to the people, you 23, you 20, and you want this body like a 27-year-old, and you don't have the mind for it. So you get this body that you have no business having, no business having at 20 years old, and by the time you realize it, you're 27, and the body is horrible, because whatever you do to hurt your body, you need to take the time out to fix it. If you took the time out to go buy a bump and you've taken hormones, you take the time out to go get some water, some cranberry juice, take some vitamins. If you feel like you need to clean out your body and pop antibiotics, do so. It all helps you in the game. It's not an excuse for what you do, but if you're going to destroy yourself, at least put back into your body what you decide to take out. I am a living witness. I am in my early 30s, and I have the baddest body. I have no complications other than the problem with my breath.
You're late
30s?
Your late 30s?
Well, I said my early 30s was saying, I've had no problems. I'm completely sore. And whenever I go to the doctor, I get a lovely report. You must take care of your body. I did everything or everybody else did, and they have died. I am here. So you must consider yourself after the party is over and you just got pumped and you wearing these clothes on the stroll. It's mad cold. What do you think, is going to happen to your silicone, your health, your energy, and all of that? It all plays a part because, like Deja said, it's not something we should be doing at all. So to be doing it and then doing everything else on top of it, we are creating a bomb, basically. And that's
exactly.
That's when the bad happened. And you know how you go to a hospital and you come out the hospital? You notice in a lot of situations the girls don't come out because the bomb is the bomb. And that's it. And all you had to do was take some time and dedicate yourself. You take them hormones. Hormones is very important. Take your vitamins. Drink your water.
And not only that. We live in a time frame where things are changing, but they're not changing fast enough for us because of, you know, I don't want to say that we have a short life attention span or whatever, but what I'm saying is that it is the worst feeling in the world, and this brings tears to my eyes every time I talk about it. It's the worst feeling in the world to have some kind of complication with your body and that you go to 7 different emergency rooms in the matter of 3 months, and they tell you that they can't help you. They're giving you all the – they telling you that they will keep you for 7 days to pump you up with antibiotics that is not doing anything for you, and then they sending you home with a narcotic painkiller after you just gotten off of drugs or getting your life together. It hurts you to go to a plastic surgeon, and he looks at you and say, I've seen worse. Other people have worse problems than that. It hurts you to know that you can say that, oh, I can just go on a stroll and make these coins and go to Mexico, and they're going to fix it right then and there, and that you don't wake up like Kelly Harper.
Deja, the girls want to know, somebody just hit me up, and they said, can you please give them the information for the doctor that took your silicone out?
And you can actually post this on, I guess, the website, or however y'all do it on the chat line. His name is Dr. Chow. He's located in Albany Medical. Albany Medical is in Albany. The bus is only $60 round trip. You call him for a consultation. The number is 518-262-2999. He is a very good doctor. He did Octavia before she passed away. God bless her soul. And her problem was not due to her silicone complications that she had passed away. It was for other complications that she had had. And he's very humble and he's very helpful. And he had did a lot
for me, and I have yet to, and I need to go back to him because he is still willing to do more for me. And what happens is that if you have Medicaid or any kind of medical insurance, that he will actually work with you. They say that Medicaid does pay for it because it is a life-threatening situation. You just have to keep up on your work and do it. Like, you can't just think that you're going to go to him and be like, oh, I'm having a problem and I need you to fix it, because then a lot of girls who don't have problems and just want it out, they just think that they can just, you know, walk in and think everything is going to be okay. It is a process that he does take, and he's booked up because he's such a good surgeon. He's booked up a lot of time, but he will take heed to your situation. And like I said, his name is Dr. Chow. He's located at Albany Medical in Albany, and the number is 518-262-2999.
Hold on 1 minute, Deja. Go ahead, Switch Squad.
That you've won, the way you deal with U.S. Steel and our problems by the ton, we thank you so much. Everybody, happy birthday!
But definitely
Andre Mizrahi.
What the fuck is
happy
going on, America?
Dang,
I just came from
2 years old.
I'm 82.
You are 82. This is the legend. All these years, you are old as dirt.
I'm dirt, bitch.
Oh, my God. You are the bricks that built a lot of these buildings here in New York City.
Well, baby, I have to stop y'all for a minute. I just came back from seeing Michael motherfucking Jackson, bitch. When I mean Michael Jackson has showed me a new side of that whole, she is so over and so shady about the situation. When I mean everybody needs to go see this movie, bitch, I promise you. It's a documentary of him, but it shows you sides of Michael that you would never, ever, ever would have noticed until he died. How in control he was of his fucking music, how into being he was into everything. When I mean that man is everything to me, bitch, dead and alive. How about that?
All right.
Bitch, I don't even care about the ball no more, bitch. Michael was eating it, bitch. When I mean Michael gave me everything I needed tonight, bitch. Big ups to the fucking mother, bitch, for making that home. For real, bitch. I was cringing at fucking Michael today, bitch. That was everything to me. Go off Joe Jackson and what is the mother name, honey? Catherine, bitch. That's it. Catherine and Joe Jackson. Go the fuck off, bitch.
Andre.
Yes.
Still be 51.
I know. Yeah, I know he's going to be 51. And I was 41. That's hot, right?
51.
I said, how does it feel for you to be 51?
Oh, you're telling me 51. If I'm 51, I'm eating it right now. I'm eating it at a 41, but if I was 51, I'll be destroying it then. But you know what? It's over with because I'm bringing you back to Michael again. Because I got like a few more minutes on Michael. Michael is 51 years old. I was 41. Michael is just so everything to me, this thing. Oh, my God. Thank you, Martez, for taking me to see Michael fucking Jackson. My son took me to see me and one of my friends, Michael fucking Jackson. And it really was on point. And I'm so sorry, America, that I had to intervene with y'all on y'all sensitive topic. But I'm so enjoying right now. And today is my fucking birthday. I am fucking 41 years old. I'm not 51. I'm not 61. I have joined another year in this age.
Happy
and
fucking
I'm going
birthday.
Home now. Thanks. And I'm going home now because I have to shit, shine, and wash and bleach my hair and put on my fantastic fucking outfit. And I'm going to the fantastic mini board to have a fantastic fucking time.
And this is the sound of a 40-year-old man. Y'all better get it.
For blood. At least you're bleaching the hair.
Audrey, was you drinking tonight?
It sounds
I didn't
like
drink
it.
Nothing, but after Michael, I might just have a sip, bitch. I don't know.
That's the overwhelming joy of just being happy to be alive. I can understand that.
Guess what's up? Because you never know what's tomorrow going to bring, so you be happy for what's here today.
That's fine.
Guess what's up? But
okay, well,
enough for me and Michael. Yeah, enough for me and Michael. How was y'all day? What was y'all going through?
Well, we had a lovely show. We've been talking about silicone and hormones and the girls and how fast they shouldn't and should not be getting pumps.
Okay, to ask something about that, because I really did want to know something about that. Do y'all think that it would be... Okay, I don't think I need, like, surgery on my face.
Oh,
or
shit.
Like that.
Oh,
no, I'm really being serious here. I'm really being serious here. But I feel that at the age that I am, would it be a problem if I got something done? Do y'all really think so?
I mean,
hell no.
This is me. At one point in time, probably in your 39, of me realizing that you older, I would have thought that because I've always been a person to pay a lot of attention to you. So I would have thought that. But now you look fabulous. You look fantastic. Even I know exactly what you're talking about too. But you look fabulous, and it actually goes with the whole Andre. It goes with that. It looks fabulous. I don't think that you should, but I know why you would. But I don't think that you should. I think you look fabulous.
Yeah, it ain't even an old, because I really do think that I look all right for my age, but I don't want to look fierce. And, you know, this is what I'm going through right now. Sometimes I wake up and be like, bitch, I don't want to look like old. Like, if I look old and good and still all right, I'm all right with it. But I just don't want to look like...
Do you think Andre look old?
Oh, no.
No, I don't want to look.
Being honest, I don't think that she looks old.
What's the chat room do? Do the chat room think that Andre Mizrahi today in 2009, do he looks old?
You put me out there, they're going to read me on my birthday, bitch.
I don't think that you look old, Andre, but I can understand the feeling of, you know, somebody wanting to do something to enhance what they already have or enhance, you know, their beauty or however.
If you touch it, you're going to look fierce. I'm telling you now.
As long as you like it, that's all that matters.
All right, I'm telling you right now, darling, and I want to be the first. America, y'all heard me. I'm the first to tell. If you touch it, I'm telling you, you're going to look fierce.
Nicole, look, that's everybody else's opinion. It's all about the way
that
he looks. He has to look at himself.
Oh, please, that just come with age, and you know how you get insecure a little bit or whatever. You know, you need a boost. Let's just boost him up.
I never need. No, I'm not insecure at all, and I know I don't look fierce,
no,
but at the same time,
insecure.
I want you to turn around twice or three times when you look at me sometimes.
Turn
around once with the blonde hair, but I want you to turn around and be like, girl, is she really that
And that's what they do. All right, you go ahead and get that face pump and watch.
You know, she's a girl. First of all, I want the face pumped. I don't, you know, well, I ain't going to pump nothing. I already got cheeks up. I look like Madam if I just pump my cheeks up.
If you try to pump anything on your body, you going to look crazy.
I know. I think I would put more like pull the skin in more. What you think about that? I sound like a fifth grade, right? I sound like a fifth grade. What if I pull the skin back? Or if you notice, when you get a certain age, if you bend your neck, your neck got extra lump, like extra hair, not hair, extra skin under your lump, like pull that back or something. Yeah, like stuff like that. I don't think I need third, but I think I need something. Like,
you want to get rid of your crow's feet? You want to get rid of your
crow's feet? With my porcelain teeth, I have to get porcelain teeth. But,
oh, my God.
My teeth have to be sitting like Whitney Houston, bitch.
Well,
those are dentists.
The club is open. Today is your birthday. It's your birthday badge, that's right.
Yeah, I got to go home, shit, shower, and shave and look like something. Right now, I look fierce. I went to Michael Jackson looking fierce, but I could do that.
See? And now then you talk about adding something on, and you just say you look fierce and you could do that, and now you want to, Andre. All right, Andre. Okay. I just told America I look fierce and I can do that, and what? But then told America, should he get something done?
It's quite disturbed and confused, honey. Sometimes I wake up and be like, I'm all right today. Then sometimes I wake up and be like, bitch, I need to do something because I look like this for 20 years.
Yeah. You know, there's only one thing left that you can do, right, Andre?
But you know why I say that? Because as one person in the ballroom that I look at and I analyze his look and I love it for the last 20 years, this man has been sitting and I have watched him grow from one look to another, and to this day, this man is drop-dead gorgeous to me.
Who?
Whitney, bitch.
I knew you was going to say that. He is. I'm sorry.
And I've watched Whitney. Whitney from day one, from the first piece of anything that man has ever had. I've seen him in Philadelphia and in Washington, D.C., where he was from. Then he moved to New York and did I followed this man's career as well as he followed mine because we're friends. You know what I'm saying? And that's the only man I've said is drop-dead gorgeous in this ballroom and have kept the youth of things for over 20 years.
Ooh, icon.
He's like 30. He's not even older than me, but he's behind me. So he got to be like 36 or something. I don't even really know his age. But for the last about 20 years, that man been drop-dead gorgeous. Yep.
And
I just
want to
be drop-dead gorgeous
tonight.
I fuck that shit.
He's going home to shit, shower, and shave and bring the noise.
Yeah, but I don't want to keep you. I want y'all to get back on your topic, and I'm so, so sorry, but it's my birthday, so I'm going to let y'all motherfuckers go. I'm going to let y'all go like this, though. Michael Jackson is the best man in the world right now, dead or alive. I love him dearly. I love my family. I love my friends. I love my girlfriends. I love my dog. I love my sons, my daughters, and girlfriends. And I'll see y'all later on that note. Bye-bye.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Andre.
Okay, now back to our topic.
That was the grand entrance of the icon. So,
hello?
Basically, a lot of it, I think a lot of it has to do with time, and a lot of us should be careful, and we should wait. Don't rush to be in the in crowd, because in the end, you have the nicest body, and everybody else's body is messed up. That's not a key, but if you save yourself, you wouldn't have to go through what they go through.
And not only that, you should think about more taking care of yourself, especially if you know that you don't do regular doctor visits, if you're not managing how much intake of drugs or hormones or whatever vegetables, fruits, vitamins that you are doing, you need to take heed to that because that plays a big toll. That is the most important key.
Kelly, what would you get done to your body?
Tummy tuck.
Wait, Kelly.
Mother, you whore. Let me stop.
Kel. Oh, she put us on pause. Oh, okay. Well, hi, America.
Hi.
No, I have to have a bathroom break, baby.
Oh,
I want to get
girl. Oh, girl, yeah, too much CMI. Miss Kelly, what would you get done to your body, and where would you get it done? Be careful.
I like exactly how I am. I would not get nothing done, honey.
That was a very nice question. A round of applause for Mother Miss Rahi.
No, the only thing I would get done is to get my the silicone taken out of my chest and get some bags put in. That's about it. But other than that, getting a tummy tuck and all that stuff, bitch, I'm big, I'm beautiful, bitch, and I know I'm big, bitch. Girl, Nicole, you the bitch. I have been getting read about being big, bitch, since 183rd in the Grand Concourse.
All our life.
Bitch, honey, and I came through thousands and thousands of motherfucking dollars to all the girls that don't know, bitch, or haven't known. Yes, back in the day, and back in my heydays when I was young and I was out there and I was running and I was doing the things I was doing and doing the stunts that I was doing, bitch, I have came through thousands and thousands of dollars. If I wanted to go get work done or go get a nose or get a stomach or get
Miss Kelly, because the whole time that we was on the phone, I'm getting texts down on my phone from the girls wanting to ask questions or to the girls saying something about you talking. Now, the first comment that was made is that, go ahead, girl. Kelly knows she ain't got no steel at all. The second one was that she's a lie. She's too big for bags. These kids can't really take you.
Miss Thang, they can't, Miss Thang. But they'll get over it, Miss Thang, honey, bitch. Because, baby, honey, I'm caught, bitch. I was born caught, bitch.
I'm going to tell you, I met Miss Kelly in 1995 in St. Nick Project. And Miss Kelly, I'm not going to tell the whole story, how you tried to, like, rape me in the hallway of 260 St. Nick Project.
Hold on, no, baby, because I was young, baby, and, you know, I really...
y'all have to see Kelly be an oi bug.
Nicole, listen, y'all, right?
Listen, y'all, listen to what I'm about to tell y'all, right?
And you bet not lie. No, the evil pug from Arbolog, the Orc Sucker, Eddie O'Rug, and this is to the old shark, Miss Eggs. So we gotta keep it real for Eschino Fiegos.
Okay.
But, no, Miss Daisy tried to get me, Miss Daisy. I was sitting in the project and said, she had on her skinny black jeans, Miss Daisy. I remember the whole outfit. She had on her fishnet top, Miss Daisy, with her yellow belt, Miss Daisy, and her yellow motherfucking galoshes, honey. And I was gagging how she was trying to bless me, Miss Daisy.
Oh, you know what, the Kiki is? One thing that Will is, all right, they say Kelly's not this. One thing she's always been naturally is cut big, even as an oi bug. It would be so funny to see Kelly act. It would be like a whole big movement. She moving her arms and she talking, and you'd be like, "Bitch, what's wrong with you? What do you act like that for? You've never been able to act like Trey."
But you know what? I want to take some callers, and I want to see what some of the other people out there, or some of the other femme queens or drag queens or the butch queens, because they were saying, somebody hit me up and said, what about the butch queens? They get pumped also. So I definitely want to take some callers and see what other people have to say about the situation, because this is something that has been plaguing our community ever since Paris is burning, the girls getting pumped and getting wrong body and everything. So I want to see exactly what some of the girls have to say. So if you're definitely on the phone line and you definitely have a comment about the girls getting pumped and not moaning and things, definitely feel free to press 1 at this time, and we'll definitely bring your call definitely on the air, because we want to hear what everybody else has to say, because I know people have been seeing these girls, and we sit here at the balls, or we sit here in the village, and we see these kids walking past me saying, with all this wrong seal and all this wrong stuff and they hard and stuff, and we sit there and we kiki and we read them, but in all actuality, we need to be stopping them and trying to help them and guide them in the right direction.
Because they are suffering inside, whether you know it or not.
Yes, honey.
Hold on,
we have a caller, 267-206. You on the air on Tangy Slush Wednesday, and our topic about the girls getting silicone and not moaning in the 2009. How you doing?
Hey, I'm just listening.
Are you just listening? You don't have no comment or anything?
No.
Well,
thank you for listening.
You don't have no surge? You haven't been moaning?
Oh, no, I don't do that.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, though.
I think it all
yes, it's transgenders, chance transgenders underneath the knife at a young age. That's the topic. 908-397. You're on the air on transgenders underneath the knife at a young age. Question
what
or comment?
Hi, everybody. Hey, Nicole. Hey, Kelly. Hi,
hey.
Auntie Deja.
Hey.
I just have one question. It's kind of a different question. I'm a butch queen. I'm not a femme queen, and I don't have any. I really don't want to be a femme queen, and I don't have any intentions on becoming a femme queen. But I do get in them every now and then to Vogue or whatever. And I wanted to know if I don't know how to put the question. I mean, I wanted to break my body down, but I don't want titties. Like, is that possible?
What do you mean, break your body down?
He wants the moan girl without having to get the knots and the nipples and everything
oh,
else
no,
because
that's
it
not
says,
possible. That's not possible.
Oh,
if you're going in, you're going in. So to take the hormones is going to. If you take pills, people do that to. They used to do that to walk face back in the days. The butch queens would take the primerums and the hormone pills to make their face nice and sit for the ball. But eventually they would get a knot. Because the hormone will give you a knot. That's the purpose, to transgender, to change you into a female. So you're going to have all the effects and all of the side effects. So the same thing would happen.
And not
all
only
right.
that, is that a lot of them fail to realize that when they do take the hormones and they think by ejaculating, what you're doing is that you're making your hormones go up and down. So therefore, your face is going to continually go through changes as well. So you know how them face girls, like, they appear and then they disappear? It's
mm-hmm.
because of the chemical imbalance that they have going up and down. And then a lot of them be walking around with Band-Aids on their nipples. No names?
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Paula,
right,
for definitely
calling in.
Next caller, please, if we have one. Annie. 021 is coming across. We're sending me something, honey. 917-693 on transgenders underneath the knife at a young age. Question or comment?
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hi, Nicole.
Hey, baby. What's
Hi,
up?
Deja. Okay.
Hey.
Oh, okay. I do drag, and I do have some friends that have taken moan. Nicole, I'm going to have to disagree with you. The caller just called and said, can he take moans and not get any chest? There are some butch queen and drags that take moans that don't have breasts, but they have, like, hips and ass and their face is done.
Well, that would be all according onto the way your body reacts. So if you're talking
right.
about the way, it, you know, that's just some, that's like people putting silicone in, and
right.
for me it was good and for them it'd be bad. So if
right.
the body works, sometimes hormones can give you more body, but you
right.
still will get a female reaction. If you're doing it to break down your body, if your hips grow, that means it's coming out. You're still getting a female reaction. So to not get the titties would just be to get the hips, and you
right.
still be... You know,
I call it the androgynous look. You know, that androgynous
but
look.
Eventually, you are going to get breasts because that is the process of the hormones. If you read the
I mean,
label.
You will get a knot, Deja. You can even get a little
Well, not breasts. You're not going
to
get.
You're
going to get a
some
cut.
Some girls do not get breasts off a certain hormone, like pills or something like that. Some people
mm-hmm.
don't grow titties naturally. I've seen that with a couple of people that they take as much hormones. And like she said, you get all this body and hips and ass. But your titties do not grow past an A cup. So
right, but so generally it's saying that you will have some form of you won't have breasts, but you would have flesh around it to look like a titty, and your nipple is
right. It would be some type of form. Yes, you will have a form.
I know a boy. Boys who get these, who have these nipples, they may not ever grow where it's that they can put it inside of a bra, but they get like these large nipples where that they're embarrassed to actually wear tank tops and t-shirts outside. So you are going to get a nipple regardless of anything.
And one more question. I just want to say,
I'm going to thank you guys for informing these up-and-coming little, you know, butch queens that want to become femme queens. But, Nicole, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen how you have progressed. And I look at your body proportion. And the way you're talking is as if that you did it the right way. Now, quote me if I'm wrong. I've seen how you progressed. And I've seen your body. And to me, I don't think you was in proportion. Is that true or false? And if I'm incorrect, tell me.
No, you're incorrect.
Okay.
You're incorrect. If there's one thing, I mean, I have fluctuate with my body as far as my weight and stuff, but
mm-hmm.
The only problem I would have is with any type of silicone or any type of malfunction in this body and on this body is the fact that I push my breasts. But other than that, no. Like, out of clothes, you're not going to see lumps and humps, and if you look at it from, like, I can stand up in front of you and you'll see the whole shape and everything. There's no dents. There's not any of that. At some cases, when you're not doing what you're supposed to do and moaning, it can harden up. That's what it naturally does. But when you're somebody like myself, I quickly know what to do to get it back, you know, the way it should be. Because if you don't take care of it, it will compress and it will get hard. But no, I just totally disagree, and I can show you if you ever need it. No.
And not only that, when people talk about, you know, it being proportion, whether you take hormones or not, and if you do take hormones and you have been pumped too, your breast is not going to be equivalent with your butt anytime at any given way. And that's in women naturally. One is always going to be bigger than the other unless it was surgically input in there to be the same size or fluctuate as the same size. And when you do take hormones, like me and Nicole could vouch for this because we be on the phone talking about it all the time, that everything stiffens up, periodly. It swells up and it stiffens up. So a lot of girls be like, oh, it's because it's cold outside. Oh, the heat is making it. It's actually really the hormones, because what hormones does is actually it retains a lot of feminine fat and a lot of water, and it sucks everything up. So you would actually gag that after you take that shot, the next week you'll be like, damn, why are my titties so firm or whatever? And then a week after that, they'll actually drop.
Drop. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a question from the chat room. How do so many femme queen breasts appear close together like women's, but and then some are so far apart?
Well, like I said, it's all about, from people getting pumped with silicone, it's all about the way you treat your breasts. You understand? Like, for example, when you are pumped and you have silicone in your body and you have implants, you are supposed to wear a bra. The bra is supposed to keep the titty firm and around. So now listen to this. When you wear the bra freshly pumped and push, you pull it together. When you don't wear a bra at all, you separate it apart. So now, because your titties just there and it'll separate apart, especially if you never wore a bra, so you don't push, right? So the titties don't actually form up in the middle because you never wear a bra. You never wear anything to support the form and the shape of the breast. So if you don't wear a bra, your titties will be far apart. If you wear a bra and push on a fresh set of titties, your titties will come a lot more closer in than they should be.
And not only that, you have to remember generally that you are a man, and men bodies are shaped differently. They have broader shoulders. Their chests are broader. So when you think about the breasts growing, they're actually growing on either side of the chest. And most of the time when you're getting pumped, it actually can flow towards the back area. Like, a lot of people have a nice shape of the tip from the sideline, but not in the middle and on top. Or because the breasts are so heavy, it actually holds as a bag in there. So all the silicone is actually, like, dropping down. And they are really heavy, if anybody can vouch for that. And I know Nicole, she complains about it a lot, too, like I do. They become really heavy, not only from the silicone, but just from the hormones as well, because, like I said, it accumulates.
So the bottom, which would mean, the bottom line is what I just explained, that you must wear this bra. And if you just are freshly done, don't push your breast. Get your cup size and wait till your bra calm down and your titties drop, and then you let release it through. You want to keep the form in. You don't want nothing to go nowhere. So you wear your bra and you wear your cup size and you move it on. Don't get fresh titties and want to have them out in the open and having your bags out in the open and you thinking that they won't spread apart. Yes, they will spread apart. So they're either too spreaded apart or too close together. So the bottom line is, in any type of forming, there must be a training. So you have to train your breast to grow according to the way you want it to grow. So if you wear the bra that fully cups it, you have no problem. You know, it just has nothing. If you could be man, woman, whatever. If like a little girl, I have a little girl. When she starts to grow breasts, you get a training bra. Now that's a natural woman. But as when they're young, they need a training bra. The purpose of the training bra is to keep and shape the breast accordingly, so that it wouldn't be everywhere or too close together. It just is a protector. It is a must. Especially if you're just moaning or you are getting surgery done or you're getting in bags, it's a must.
Do anybody else in the chat room have any questions? Switchboard, are you back? Do we have any callers?
Yeah, because a couple of girls have hit me up saying, oh, gosh, would they take callers?
Were they what?
They're texting my phone saying, oh, gosh, when are they going to take callers? I was a couple of girls that texting.
Well, if you're not getting your call taken, you may not be in the queue, although you're on the line, because Switchboard can only see a certain amount of numbers. So that could be why, you know.
So caller, please press the number one.
One, right. Right, work Deja. See, Kelly, maybe you can get Deja to be. She seems very energized and more louder than she is when we're talking. Maybe you can get Kelly to, Deja to co-host for you.
Question is, why do I be so hungry after I take my moans?
Well, that goes, all right, when you take hormones, you are changing your body. All that hunger is needed. You really, if you didn't eat, you would get sick because that hunger is needed. That hormone, that hunger is to put weight. You eat so much because you also gain a lot of weight off of taking hormones. Some people gain more weight than others, but it's a must. Like, you must drink a lot of water. You want to eat down all day long. And if you have some type of substance like weed, oh my God, you can actually blow up from just laying up, taking hormones and eating, because that's what it makes you do. Your hormone is going to make you react like a pregnant woman. When a woman is first, when she first get pregnant, she wants everything, all this ice cream, all this stuff. It also does that with our emotions. And we go up and down and we crying. Sometimes we mad. Most of the butch queens call us crazy because we take hormones. So when we take the hormones, it imbalances us, because remember, we got male hormones and you have female hormones. So when you take in more female hormones to your milk, you get very imbalanced, emotional, you know, hungry, extremely tired. Those are all of the side effects to taking hormones.
Deja, did you get all the silicone out your butt and your hips that you wanted out?
I got all that Will has given me a problem. I believe in the theory that if it ain't broken, don't fix it. But the doctor, actually, like I said, he was very good to tell me what I should do and what I shouldn't do. And he actually did like a reconstructive surgery. It was a two-part surgery as well. So, you know, I had a little bit of complications because I had lost a lot of blood because the silicone had started to attach itself to my muscles. So he did what he could, and he did it in a two-part surgery, and he did as much as he could at the time. And I'm actually quite satisfied with it. I mean, because afterwards, with the hormones and everything, it kind of filled out everything that he took away. So I'm, like, heavily induced with hormones, so the hunger thing I can kind of get with. You know, your body also needs what I wanted to comment on, who had that question, is that the hormones actually need something to feed on to create this feminine set in these areas where, you know, men don't have. So
So that's why you get hungry a lot. And like Nicole said, the emotions, I call it the PMS stage. Like women go through PMS and then they have their period. We go through all of that except for the bleeding. So.
And the next question is, do you have scars from the removal of the surgery?
Yes, I do have scars, but the scars are very minor. You really couldn't tell unless you look like really closely, but he said that they actually will go away between 6 months to a year. What happens is that in African-American people, we have keloid in skin. All African-American people have keloid in skin, and sometimes it'll react depending on how tough the surgery is, but he used the scalpel and he used medical glue instead of stitches, and that helped me not to have such a fierce. But had you not seen it, I mean, that was a rhetorical question. I mean, if you know, I never really wear clothes, so I mean, you would have saw if I had a scar or not.
Okay. Any other questions for the chat room? I'm waiting for everybody. I'm waiting for Switchboard to come back. Switchboard is doing something. As soon as Switchboard gets back in front of the board, honey, we will definitely be taking some callers. But until then, I'm taking callers. I'm taking questions from the chat room, and if anybody IM me questions, I'm taking them. I'm taking questions through IM. Please don't IM me a paragraph.
For blood.
Yeah, honey. But I love it, honey. I love my tits.
Kelly, what's with these tits, Miss Dane? You keep talking about how much silicone did you get up in these tits?
Miss Dang, every time I took the girls to get pumped, Miss Dang, and every time they got pumped.
That's right. You was getting a free cup, bitch.
I was getting free, yes. Yes. I got free. Every time I took the girls, I got free, honey. And then when I went and moved Kima, honey, she pumped me for like 2.5 hours straight.
I'm going to tell you, that's one thing about Kima. When she would do my titties, I would be in the worst pain ever. But when she got to that butt, bitch, I would fall asleep right on the table.
I have a lot of people have me at this. Kima is my sister, darling. I would have so much fun. We just sit there and talk, and she would just pump me. And I would always say, because I always went, and I always would complain about not too much. I never wanted a lot or on top of each other. So she would sit there and she would make me take more than I wanted, because I would always try to make sure that everything came out right. So if you took your time and allowed it to sink in and to, you know, get all in right, you would be able to see, determine what you need the next time. So whenever I would go, it would be like 7-8 months apart, sometime a year, and
right.
She would have me on this table for like a whole hour and just talking to me and just pumping. By the time I get up, I'm like a big-ass balloon.
That bitch should be talking about everything, too. You used to be like, girl, I told you I would fall asleep on the table. Like, girl, I'll be out. But you had told me that, Nicole, too, is that it's not always what they think that you need and what you need done. You can actually see for yourself where you need to be tapped, hit, or the way that you want to look. I think that when you're going to get pumped, when you're going to get pumped, you actually allow these girls to create this image of you.
Right. I created your body. No correction, bitch. I created this body, and that's why I take full responsibility for it, and meaning my breasts, because no one created this body. I wanted to make sure, and my father was completely always on my head about what you said earlier about the titties being too big and your back being big enough to contour your back, but your ass must not be so out. You know, he really is a great man for breaking it down when it comes down to the fem queens. So I really took my time with it. And like you said earlier, Deja, a lot of people would say, where did all this body come from? You know what? I don't know
it
either.
Froze.
I did not. That's why I said that. It's so true. Because the last time I got pumped was probably in 2004.
Hold on, y'all. We have a caller. Hold on. 646-216 on the air on transgenders and getting pumped at a young age.
It's under the
night.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, caller.
What's going on, Kelly? What's up, Deja? This is Julio, Deja. How you doing?
Hi, sweetheart. I want to say
good.
Thank you so much.
I have a question, actually, for all the femme queens on the panel. When was the first time you got pumped, and how were you, you know, how did you react? Were you scared? Were you nervous? Were you happy? Like, how was it your first time getting pumped? And who took you?
Okay. I was 21 on my 21st birthday. And Nicole, I think you was out there that night, but I had on that red outfit. And at the time, I was a girl who worked the show, and I went straight from the show to Kima's house in my sandal by myself because I was going to get pumped. And
are you sure that is the day that you went and got pumped, Deja?
That's the day that I went and got
pumped. Are you sure? Remember the $1,000. Are you thinking too much ahead?
Oh, no, bitch. Yes,
remember,
oh,
yes, remember how she, the first time we went and got, we went to get pumped is when Miss Deja won the $1,000 for the first time coming off the balcony. She won
and
the
$1,000.
She won this $1,000, and me and her both went to Kima for the first time and got.
No, we did not go to Kima, bitch. I went to Natasha to get my face done. And remember, it was so swelled up, and we went to, remember Ashley had told me, girl, don't get on that table and get
your
face.
Oh, you talking about your face. You're talking about your face. I'm talking about when you was getting that body done and that breast done. When that first was done, that was at that $1,000 on that. That face was unbelievable.
Deja, a question from the chat room is, why did you get your tits so big?
I didn't get my tits this big. I'm telling you, this just happened over time. Nicole, would you please tell them? I had a B cup. It was perfect. I only wanted a B. In 2004 was the last
time. Wait, hold on, Deja. They say you sound far away, Deja.
Oh, I'm sorry. I joke. Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Much better.
Okay, now, in 2004 was the last time that I had got pumped, and my titties were a B. Ever since then, I just have been moaning and eating, and through the time, they have gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, and they still are getting bigger. And they are kind of too big for me because they are heavy. A lot of people don't understand this, that it fluctuates with your weight. It's like the silicone feeds off the food that you eat.
Yeah, I think that it has a tendency of consistently growing even after it's done because that's what the problem was with mine. Well, I pushed my breast, and in the event that I pushed my breast, okay, back then it just looked like a little line, like, ooh, the silicone connected a little bit. But now that I'm getting older, my breast is growing. It's like it's all coming. Now it's time to get a complex. Now it's time to get something done about it because that's really gag. And I never had a problem. I would lay down, and it was spread apart. And, you know, even after I had pushed them in this gag, now after all the years later, they're growing like that. And it's because I guess I started it like that. The silicone will move.
Now, Nicole.
Wait, hold on. Deja, another question is, how much did they charge you to remove the silicone?
It was no charge at all. I have medical insurance, and if you have, like I said, if you have Medicaid, they will actually put it on your Medicaid as a life-threatening situation, and they have to remove it. But in order to put something back in, you can get a consultation for that, and they will take up to 50% off because it is a medical – what do you call that when the residents who – it's a school as well as a hospital. So – if you allow the residents to do it with the doctor, you actually get like a portion shaved off of how much they're going to charge you to replace anything. But if you know how, if you, like I said, if you go as a as to be in a life threatening situation, you have to have reconstructive surgery because they can't just let you leave looking like a fool.
Okay. We have another caller, 215-888, you're on the air on transgenders underneath the knife at a young age. Question or comment?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
This is kind of like for Nicole and Deja. I know, like, when Deja said, like, I know that your body is designed to attack anything that don't belong there. That's what your body is designed to do. And I know, like, when you, like when they start the keloids, because keloids come from trauma to your body. So
yes.
It starts to come because it's a trauma. So my question is, any doctor will tell you, do not let nobody pump raw silicone into your body because it could, you know, in the long run kill you. But this is kind of what my question is like. So are we saying, like, if you are going to do it, take care of yourself so that you can have the best outcome possible?
Absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely right there. Because like you said, it's a no-no from the beginning. We know that this can kill us.
Uh-huh.
It can leak into our blood and give us lupus. It can kill us. So that's it right there. Regardless of you do drugs,
if the girl
you don't. Absolutely. Wait, let him go on to his next question. Absolutely.
No, how you doing, Kelly? This is Sugar Mama, but because like I don't want to be transgender, but I have a daughter who I have a daughter. She's my daughter for 7 years, and I seen her transform to a butch queen, all the way to the femme queen she is, and I really try to stay with her because I love her like she actually is my child, and I know she really is into what her doctor says, you know. So she's kind of scared to get the seal because she's like, my doctor say no, save your money, get it the right way, you know, that sort of thing. So, and I feel like a girlfriend is starting to get it.
That to you
if that doctor
to
tell
daughter,
her no, then tell her she should take heed to what that doctor's saying. And I'm going
to
be totally honest.
Are starting to
it's
get
not,
it.
It's not just, that's just not the doctor, Perry. You preach that to your daughter. I've made a lovely creation, and I know, and you can too. You preach that to your daughter, and you make sure you let her know. I didn't let my daughter get her titties pumped, even though I got my titty pumped. And I've made a nice creation when it comes down to that hormones and them silicones. So you do that right. It's not that day no more. We did this and knew that it can kill us because what we were going to do, it was different. But now the days has changed, and you could get back, from what I hear, from like 3,000. So, I mean, why go through putting yourself under this needle that, you know, now the silicone is not as good as it used to be. I wouldn't trust silicone from anybody these days. That's the way I feel.
Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. I don't recommend it.
Thank you, Sugar Mama, for definitely calling in.
Right.
There's somebody, my father texted me and said somebody's in the queue. If they're in the queue, press 1. Your number cannot be seen if you do not press 1.
Please press 1 and be white.
As if you're in the queue and you don't press 1, you will not get in. And the girls, you need to definitely call in. We have 15 minutes left on this topic, honey. And then we definitely going to wrap up the show, but baby, call in 215-554. You're on the air on Young Transgenders Underneath the Knife at a Young Age. Question or comment? Hello?
She paid it.
Oh, they paid it. 215-554, you're on the air. Okay, 646-485, you're on the air on our topic. Question or comment?
Hello.
Yes.
Oh my God, it took like forever to get through.
Okay.
Hey, Kelly.
Sierra.
Hey, Deja. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, Sierra, what's going on?
I'm fine. Y'all talking about the whole silicone thing. Yeah, first, it's a lot of things that y'all didn't even get on about the whole silicone thing.
Okay.
It's a lot of behind it. It's a lot of maintenance and everything. With me, I've been pumped by Kelly, Hakima, and Joanne. And it's a lot of maintenance behind it. Okay, it does have its defects with it also, but at the same time, you have to massage it and keep it into place. Y'all did not talk about that with the rolling. And throughout the years, yeah, you can get a certain amount, but Deja was right. When you put on weight, it also blows it up more to me all of a sudden. You could be at a certain size, but when you're moaning and taking and putting on weight, it also makes the silicone, to me, look a little more dramatic at times. But me, I ain't going to say I have the best body, but I can be. Only thing I'm just happy about is that I didn't get any discoloration, because some girls get pumped and they get bad silicone in their body and it starts getting discoloration and bruising and all that. So that's one thing I could say I was happy of that I didn't get. But I'm at a point where I'm getting older and I do want to take it out because I just don't want it anymore.
Yeah, because that's what eventually happened, because you get this body and you run off because everybody wants to be down with the Joneses and you think that you're going to get in a relationship or you think that more is going to come to you because you get this body. And no, actually it brings you a lot of headache and pain. And you have this, she's right, there's a lot of maintenance that I felt to have mentioned, but it comes along with everything I say. When you're
but
rolling
the
and...
The maintenance is also on Catch-22.
Right, no, but you roll in and you taking care of the body. That just all helps it better. That's it. The fact
exactly.
of the matter is,
it shouldn't have been in our body. And be careful, you young children, because y'all put that in your body, and like you heard Tierra say, who I've known for 100 years, that she wants to take it out. And that's the way I feel sometimes, because you get over it. Now it doesn't feel the same. It don't even feel the same having it. So now you go to this point where you get all the silicone and then you want to take it out. You should be very careful. You should moan. I think my thing is 3 to 5 years before you actually go in and step in and get any real silicone. You should know that that's what you want to do, especially putting that stuff in your face. That's the big problem also.
Some girls go a little too overboard with the face, and you have to think about it. You have to walk the streets and see your family. How do you think your mother want to look at you with all that shit in your face?
I believe the face should be one of the slowest process. I think, you know, to all the leaders and everybody, the problem is they don't have leaders. I mean, because a butch queen taught me this. You would gag. He's legendary realness. A man taught me this. From my face to my breast on down, like literally looking at it like, all right, you need to get that side done right there. So I think it's about the leaders and who they have, because these kids, our mothers don't know nothing about this stuff, recreating a woman. So we need to get more information.
You have to be around the right people, because you got a lot of older girls out there that are real fucking shady and nasty and tell the younger girls to do this and do that to destroy them.
You got to pick and choose very carefully. Picked a terrific father, and my gay mother is terrific. I picked very, very carefully, and they both are very successful. So you got to pick very careful in everything you do, because not everybody has your best interests. Not everybody is interested in really what you're doing. They're trying to speed past you. The key is take your time. Do a little bit more research. Don't be so fast, because you gag, your body is developing and growing, period.
Exactly.
So what you think that you need, your body will give you. For example, my daughter, she has like this nice body, but she does not have that much silicone at all. At all. So you gag it with the body. Now she's telling me, well, I don't even think I want to get pumped, because the body will give you something to be comfortable with. Them hormones, yes, they will. So just take your time, and if you're going to do it, do all the things that you need to do correctly to maintain it.
My thing to the young, my thing to the young girls is take your hormones, take your vitamins, drink a lot of water, because I've been this way for years, and I feel like I'm still at a phase where I look natural. Stay away from the shady, nasty faggots and bitches out there. I stay away from a real antisocial girl for anyone that knows me. Number two, and if you're going to get your body pumped, which I feel like, just think about it before you do it, but if you're going to do it, please go to Joanne. Find someone that knows Joanne, because she is like the only person out there that will work with you, and she will not try to do anything to destroy you. And she's going to give you the amount that she feels that you need.
The best on the market. She's the best on the market. That's the one who recreated my face, and she told me she did. Because she's that shady too, but she's the best. She's been in the market for years, and she has certificates up there. She's very, very clean. And you're going to bring your $400, and you're not getting no big major comp. She's not going to pump all that stuff into you. I don't care if you want her to. She's not doing it. She's going to do it accordingly, and it's going to come out right, and she makes a lovely body.
Yes, she do. Thank you. Thank
y'all
for letting me come on.
Thank you, Tierra.
Great talking to you,
sister.
It's good to hear your voice, sister.
Yes, honey. Okay, next caller, if we have one. Baby, it's hot. I have to get up in the morning. Yeah,
where you going, bitch?
Fuck. I got a job.
Miss Kelly, you lying. You ain't got no fucking job. Miss Kelly, where you work at?
The Target on White Plain Road.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't be telling the boss where I work. I miss the boss coming to see me, Miss Day.
It's the Target on White Plain Road.
Are you serious?
I catch any queen stealing, they're going to jail. You steal, Mr. I see you with a check on credit card and insurance, you're going to jail.
The Lord is talking to you, honey.
Kelly.
Yes.
Deja Nicole.
Yes.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, Deja. Listen, I don't know if you guys noticed, especially in the chat room, you guys noticed that, but tonight we've had a special listener listening to the show, and they actually love the show. Because of the numbers being so high with the callers and the numbers in the chat room, Blog Talk has decided from time to time to listen to the show, and they really are interested in this topic. And they do have a question for you guys. They can't get online and ask the questions directly because that's, you know, not in their policy. But they do monitor what's going on. But because they were monitoring, they love what's going on, and they do have a question. And I'll let you guys answer it so they can hear it directly from your mouth. The question is, how old do people have to be to get this process done to their bodies? And is this a growing thing? I don't think they understand the nature of it. So, again, you guys may need to explain to them where it all starts from, of the whole process of, you know, transitioning and why the girls are doing this, so they can understand, you know, how it's getting done, where it's getting done, what the type of people that are doing it, and then the after effects as we get older and things of that sort. Because, again, this person is not from our circle, so they really don't know. They find it so interesting. So if you guys can answer that question for our special listener.
Okay. The ages that children are, because these are children, are getting pumped, I would say STEM in this age and time, about 15 years old, 15, 16 years old. I think the actual age, the appropriate age to get your body, which basically is silicone that's industrial, and it is put in a male's body so that it can give them a female shape. The silicone that we have pumped in, and the people that pump us are people who are also like us or who have also been pumped and learned the technique of, you know, forming a woman's body. So basically it's draw the needle up and they put the needle into the format that they're making for you to have this body. It helps the hormones. The hormones is there to make it softer, but it actually just speeds up the process. I think the appropriate age for people to get pumped should be when they are completely grown, as in past 21, because I think their body doesn't develop enough. So I think that you should allow your body to develop enough before you decide to put in something that you shouldn't be putting in your body. And like I said to the listeners, the silicone is what transgenders are using to get a female shape or to get bigger breasts quicker or to enhance their face, uplift their cheeks. So they go and you have other people who are like them, as in transgenders, who may get have a connection somewhere and get this silicone, and eventually they start pumping the girls. And if you want to get a lot of girls, you pump them for a reasonable price and they all will come. I don't think all the girls actually know. Wait a minute, Deja, you can speak. I don't think all the girls actually know where the silicone is coming from, so I couldn't tell you that we know exactly what we're putting in our body. But we're not thinking that. We're thinking that when we get off the table, when we lay down, my pockets is deep in and I can put my fists in it. But when I get up, it's going to be filled out and shaped, formed like a woman. So I'm going to have this woman shape. So then eventually when you see that first shape, you want it to get bigger. So what's the thing to do? Go back to the same person who sat there, lay you down at a table, and they have the silicone in the cup. And, you know, some are cleaner than others. And they take the silicone with the needle, draw it out of the cup, and they put it in the, they screw back on, because as they pumping you, they put about 5 or 6 needles in you, because this is what form it. And they basically just screw it off, pump, screw it in, pump, screw it in, pump, draw, screw it in, pump, draw, screw it in, pump. And that makes the body big. The silicone is meant to sit
on top of the muscle. What happens is that it goes under, it gets, and, you know, and that's what caused the complications. The silicone is meant to be sit on top of the muscle, you know, so it's not actually in your bloodstream. It's not actually in the case of, it's actually like under layers of skin. So that's where they could say it can leak in once it starts to move, like Deja said earlier. Once it starts to move, it can go in pockets that it's not supposed to go in, and then you'll have a problem. So I don't think that people that haven't fully developed their shape and form of body should go and get it pumped. But the purpose of doing it is because, you know, we have fashion shows and there's other people who do for work reasons. There's so many other reasons why, you know, they desire this body at such a fast time. And you know, they need it. So we go and we go see someone. No, she's not licensed. No, it's not
at all.
But we take our chances and we go see these people who have done other people that we know. Oh, your body look nice. Your body look nice. So then you go to her and you go get your body done.
Okay. The listener really is very, very surprised at everything that's going on. And, of course, we know about it, but they don't. One thing we want to do is make sure we're not using anybody's names except ourselves, because we don't want nobody in trouble or just, you know, say anybody's pumping other people. So let's kind of steer away from that for now. But, yeah, the listener is just, like, really shocked that, you know, to know that this is actually going on. You know, they want to know, like, is it a doctor that does it because it seems like it's unhealthy?
No.
Do they offer counseling before it's done?
Well,
and I think that what he needs or she needs to understand, I think he needs to understand is that, you know, this comes from our generation, not generation, but from our type of people that can't, you know, really
afford.
You know, this.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying
it's
to transition.
Situation, just like the
underground black market
just like
situation.
The lifestyle itself, and when
yeah.
they were on Dance of American Dance Group, they saying it's underground life. It's an underground situation. So it wouldn't be a lot of people like yourself, listener, wouldn't know of this. This is
it's
an
like
underground
someone
situation.
Like it is.
In our culture.
This is what we
would do in the gay culture. That's the format we would go in and trying to be a woman.
Because you know, Nicole, you know, and Deja knows, honey, y'all know Miss Hunter, baby. I remember that morning I left out the house, honey, and I had little A's, honey, and I came back and she said to me, what happened to you? And I said, what you mean what happened?
That's not what she said. She said, what should I put that shit up in your body?
She said, anyway, what happened to you? I said, what do you mean what happened? She said, those things wasn't that big when you left the house? She said, well, what doctor did that? I said, ain't no doctor doing. She said, boy, you went to somebody's basement. You got that shit out of somebody's basement.
Miss Hunter sure did, because we both had came into the house. And she said, I know you ain't going to nobody's basement to do that. Oh, Lord, went look for Hila and going and did. Oh, my God, she had went off. But it is a black market underground thing, and it is what we do to enhance our body to look like women because most of us can't afford to get these expensive surgeries. So they do have these people who get this stuff, and they do it for us for a small push, a small price, or sometimes a big price. And yes, it is harmful to the body. No, you don't get counseling. We actually, like, in this world, how, you know, most people of the alternative lifestyle raise themselves to do these things to themselves, not knowing the severities and really not caring about it. I mean, for a point in time, there are people who say, you know, you got to die one day, so why not go ahead out looking like the way that you want to, knowing that you can't afford to get it.
And that is a very negative way of thinking, and I think that's very humiliating for no one to actually care. That's a negative way of thinking, but that's how
mm-hmm.
this lifestyle is kind of like great. I don't think people don't think about, oh, if I'm going to die. We figure that it's okay because so many generations before us had done it, and there's so many people that we've seen with these awesome bodies that have actually got it by getting pumped and getting that industrial silicone pumped in their body. So basically it's almost just like the thing to do. We don't actually take any more thought in it than we would take in going to the village or going out to be gay, basically.
Had I known then what I know now, I don't think that I ever would have done this to my body.
even though, like, now it's done, had I known, like, the severities of the issues that could have had happened and that has happened, I would not have done it. So to people and the listeners that are listening, you know, it doesn't hurt to take a little time out and save up and take your time in doing it and just go do it the right way, because all the issues and problems that come along with it is not worth it. Even still to this day, I'm on pain medicine that is, like, very harmful to my body because I'm not fully healed yet with the surgery, with, you know, them taking stuff out. Now my body has to rejuvenate to actually rebuild itself all over again. So it's a hard process, and I think that, you know, it just takes a little bit more time, and it's nothing wrong with waiting. Tomorrow is not promised to everybody, but eventually you will get there, and it will be much better off doing it the right way.
The listener wants to know, they're actually shocked about all this, and they want to know, how long has this been going on? You know, how long has it been around?
It's the 60s.
No, I would say the 60s. I'm going to say, from actually speaking to somebody who have done it for the longest, it's been around, if I am right, you know, my father could say, maybe about the early 80s or the mid 80s, if I'm right, Barbara. The mid 80s or the early
70s,
80s.
It had to be, no, Nicole, it had to be the 70s because I was just talking to, who is this lady that I was talking to? I see her all the time at this transgender group. Oh, I can't say names. But a woman that I have talking to, and she's had her silicone since the 70s. But at that time, it was Dr. Schiffman and those doctors who actually had medical grade silicone, who were, who you know, the other people who do the the putting in of the seal, who taught them and who they get their seal from. Like, they had mentioned a certain name that does get medical grade seal and does do the best work. Like, they had been doing it from the doctor way long in the 70s.
No names. Go ahead,
right,
though.
Right.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. So the doctor that had done it in the 70s had actually passed away and passed it on to a certain other doctor who had done it. Well, she was his assistant, so she actually done it afterwards. But other people, we don't know where they get this stuff from. We don't know if it's coming from overseas. Some people, it's many stories that come out that it comes from Home Depot, where it could be like silicone that's just added with water and silicone that goes inside
but
the window.
But not to mention that those are all myths. You know, that's what things would say when there's some type of complication with your silicone. Oh, they pumped me with grease. They pumped me with oil.
Really, but no, I have had people say to me that they get with. See, I think living this lifestyle that people want to have this image so fastly that I've known certain girls that let other girls pump them with baby oil. They will tell you that they have said, you know, okay, I've done mine with baby oil.
This would be, mind you, for the listeners and stuff, because, you know, when you're listening to something like that, that can sound really, really crazy, and I'm pretty sure
you're
more amazed.
Wait
a minute, let me finish. More amazed and everything. But we are talking about a group of gay people who come from unfortunate situations in the urban community. There's probably actually other people, you know, who are out there who have done it the correct way, but we're talking about a group of, you know, urban people coming from different backgrounds looking and searching for love and direction. So we sometimes pick the wrong guider, and we want to move fastly according to life. Because, you know, once you come into this lifestyle, you have this thing of wanting to be accepted and be in. And if your girlfriend has silicone and you 17 and she's 23, you want to get this silicone because, you know, now you want to be the next thing in line. It's dangerous, but I don't think any of the people, any of the gay people, are thinking about the severity of it, like as if, you know, if we're going to die. It's later on that we actually have complications or, you know, problems, period, with our legs and walking and being able to move accordingly because of the silicone. So this would be people, when we say that, do stuff like that, or I don't think nobody literally says, oh, pump me with baby oil.
you know, that's the mean intention of the person who is pumping that silicone into there, who's doing them. I don't think the gay people, you know, oh, well, I want to be a woman so bad I'm going to get pumped with baby oil, because we would know that baby oil is not going to do anything. So somebody who's mean, and it's sad for you to hear that this is can be a very complicated, mean lifestyle with people who are jealous. Jealousy plays a big part in this lifestyle. So for that reason, you would go invent something and do to your girlfriend. And that's pretending to give them body, then that's what it is.
Where's Kelly?
I'm here.
I thought you had to go to the bathroom again.
No, I'm here, honey. So, I mean,
well, the person really applauds you guys for talking about this, you know, and they really, really enjoy the show and the topic. And they also apologize. I want to extend their apologies, you know, to you guys for just even experiencing that and going through that. They're just shocked. Never thought they would hear that things like this are happening. But again, this is our world compared to, you know, to their world.
And
you know,
for me,
it's good that we open your eyes.
And for me, Jasmine, and to the callers, I don't have any sympathy for me, because everything that I did knowing what I wanted to do. And it may be causing us complications now, but we all know that we are set in a world where these things can be fixed. So everybody out there, if you can just take the time out, and if there's something that's not right with your silicone, unproportioned, or it doesn't feel, take the time out, just like you took the time out when you neglected to do what you were supposed to do to keep it, and go get it fixed. That's what makes you fab. That's what makes you a legend. Take care of yourself. Be able to stand around through the test of time. Do not allow the consuming ways of this lifestyle to bring you down. It's unfortunate. This is what it is. This is the lifestyle. We've been, Jasmine, before all of us came, it was like this. We can't change it, but we can change ourselves. And as a whole, we can all change the situation. But first, you have to change yourself. So go and take care of your body. If you want to get, you know, silicone, like they just said, maybe you should wait and get enough money and go get implants. You know, they have implants for hips and butt and all that stuff now. It's a lot you can go out there and you can do. I know your money may not be the right way. It may be a different way, because we handle things different, but that's what we need to do as transsexuals. Start thinking out of the box. Start thinking about what we couldn't think we would be able to do. Have a little bit of faith. Think out of the box. You know, I was telling my father so much about me going to Mexico and everything, and he was like, well, why you want to keep going there? You don't want to do what everybody else do, because everything don't work for everybody. So start thinking out of the box in your planning for being a woman, because I wouldn't say there's a lot of successful transgenders as far as their health or their body or maybe even their personal life. So don't think as for somebody else, as meaning looking at someone else, I want body just like her. No, want body like you. Don't want nothing that anybody else have, because what belongs to them belongs to them. What God has for you, God has for you. So just think different and be different, even when they're making fun of you, because they used to read me down. And it was some boy pockets. And mind you, the one that trained the body would read me down far, but would never stop with these boy pockets. Oh, look at me, go get somebody. And he'd be so, I would cry, because this is my father. But at the same time, he was very, very patient and waited the whole situation. And as him saying, go get it, he looked at it every time it was done and said, what should be done? See, a lot of people don't have that. A lot of people don't have that. So if you don't have it, give it to yourself. Take your time. Think out of the box when you're thinking about being a woman, and you will come out fine. You will come out to be very, really, really fine.
The listener is, like, really so impressed with you. And the chat room is really going up for you, Nicole. Thank you so much for doing such a good job. The listener is basically stating over here that they're sending messages over saying that, you know, do we offer any type of counseling or anything, because you guys, it seem like you're very, very smart and you guys can help change people's lives. So, you know, maybe expressing to them as, you know, you guys being leaders within the house, which I'm sure they don't even know about houses. That would be a whole other topic. But being leaders in our community, how we can try to help these little girls from doing it and having a show like this so they can listen, because there's so many listeners that hopefully it can stop them from doing it as well, so they don't have to experience this and stuff.
In order to help somebody, Jasmine, we have to first help ourselves. We can't give advice and we can't teach anybody anything that we haven't looked at myself. For example, I got pumped and my daughter was right after me. Now, if I wanted to be, oh, go get pumped, this is the way you should go, this is the way you go, to go get pumped and rest her to go get pumped, she could have ended up with a problem that I never had.
Right.
I looked at what I was doing accordingly, and like I said, I thought out of the box, because look, her body may have grown different. The counseling comes from us as being leaders. Leaders are a family. What happens when, like I said about the urban gay community, we come from broken homes and people we can't express ourselves and be ourselves to. We can't show who we really are. So you come into this underground lifestyle that starts in the village, and you come out and it's a whole new world. And your mother and your father don't know, and your grandmother and your uncle don't know, and you can be a
hold on.
Hold
on, Nicole, 1 minute. If anybody that's in the chat room, if you have a link to YouTube about a ball, can you please add the link into the chat room so the administrator of Blog Talk can see what a ball is?
Because he said,
yeah.
What is a ball?
Okay, now, what a ball is, and let me finish what I explained to you. You come into this lifestyle, you meet these people, and everybody is gay. And we, as you know, you meet a certain clique of people you click with, and we give ourselves these names. And we all go by these last names, like I'm Nicole Icon, Deja's Deja LaPerla, Kelly is Kelly Mizrahi, and all these people, that all these names that I name, they are family. So we congregate together in some big, you know, big venue, and we have competitions against each other, which is one of the reasons why the girl gets silicone, because of this ball. Because you want to go, I got to go to the ball to beat Deja, and she got body, so I have to go and make sure my body is sitting. So now with a bunch of families, and when I say there's lots of last names, you know, they're usually really high fashion last names.
They're like
sororities.
Yeah,
like groups of people, and like for as the House of Mizrahi, they have lots and lots of members all across the America, basically. And we all congregate and under one roof, and we chant for our house member, and we go up against the other house member for whatever it is that we have a talent for. Maybe someone has a real pretty face. Maybe someone is gay and he acts really aggressive, and he's a man acting, so he can make you think that he's not gay. Or a transgender, why we would put silicone and take hormones because we want to look like a woman. There's a category for that where we battle each other. For who looks more like a realer woman than the other thing. And from these events, after years and years of time, like the underground, you gain a status. So it's almost like the music industry. And you've been in it for such a certain amount of time, and everybody know who you are, and you this popular person for the last name you stand by, which can be Icon, LaPerla, Mizrahi, Allure, Milan. You know, there's so many last names, and these last names has members as 50 and better. So now these 50 and better people, we all get in one place and we battle each other for our different talents that we may have, whether it be voguing, walking runway. We create our own fashion show. We create our own entertainment. And in this entertainment, there's some people that are celebrities. So when the next generation comes out and hears all these wonderful stories about who this person is, they want to be like them. So now they want to walk the balls and be just like them. It's just basically the format of music entertainment or anything that has anything to do with celebrity, and you go out and get these clothes and you battle for who has the better shoes, whose shoes more expensive. You know, it's lots of different categories, and we get cash prizes and, you know, stuff like that. There's a key to go into the venue, which means that the person that is throwing the venue leaves with a lot of money. So that, and that's basically how we all love. This is underground life that's actually being brought out with you listening. It's being brought out, but that's just basically how it goes. And you just come out and you meet a family, and this person takes to you for years, and they either show you the right way or they bring you down. You know, some people lose, some people win. That's just what happens. You know, so you should be very careful about who you pick to direct your steps. And if they don't have your dream, they shouldn't be a part of your team. So we should be very, very careful. But, you know, we want to be so in, you know, Kim Jasmine, you want to be down. You just, so the first person, oh, my God, that's Yolanda. Yolanda, oh, my God, Yolanda's a Lulu. But we are so into Yolanda and how she is the performance diva and what she has brought to the ballroom scene as far as her performance and her acting, you know, her antics and all the things. So now there were people mimicking her. So the generation changes, and when the generation changes, the person that was in the last generation moves up the ladder eventually until they have a high status.
Hold on. 646-489. You're on the air. Question or comment?
Sierra.
I was already on. I'm just listening.
Okay. Thank you for just listening, baby.
That's Sierra. Why you call her baby?
617-935. You're on the air. Question or comment?
That's from Boston.
617-935. You're on the air.
Ow, ow, ow.
Okay, next caller, switchboard. 215-554. You're on the air. Question or comment?
Philadelphia. They paid it.
215.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi. Hi, everyone on the panel. I just wanted to say
hello.
Hey, Mother Bria.
Hi, Bray. No, darling. This is not Bria. This is Tiny.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry, Tiny. Excuse me, Sonny. That's the legendary Tiny Cartier. Sorry.
Hi, Tiny.
Hi, my love. How are you?
Hi.
I just wanted to. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to say to all the young ladies that are out there in radio land and out there in the world, before you start putting things and doing things to yourself, find out who you are as an individual first.
Mm-hmm.
Then once you find out who you are, then you can start making certain decisions and important decisions and start going into different transformations for yourself, because I see a lot of the young ladies here in Philadelphia, and I'm just like, at all, because I just can't believe what's going on here. When I sometimes every now and then when I go out and I see all these girls, young girls, like really young, with all this work, and I'm much older than a lot of them, and they have way more than I do. And I'm like, okay, where is the moderation? You're supposed to do this. You're supposed to get work done, you know, in moderation. And it's okay if you kind of like, you want to live with a certain girl and you want to look like another girl, but find out who you are as a person and do what you need to do and, you know, what works best for you. Instead of saying, oh, well, I want mine to look like, example, Tiny or Deja or Kelly or, you know, et cetera. You know, you have to do what works for you, and don't overdo it, because you will be so disappointed in yourself at the end of the day. And it's all about growth. It's about growth. Like here in Philly, we have a lot of girls here that's like in their 50s and 60s. And when I speak to them, they don't even understand it. And when we're in discussion, they always say, what's with these girls getting all this work done? And a lot of these girls, you know, they are Joanne girls. Hormone girls, you know, it wasn't about all this getting all this pumping here and going to this person, getting work done, going to that person, getting work done. If you're going to go to one of these particular young ladies or what have you out there that's doing work, stick with that one person instead of going to multiple people and getting work done, because you have to remember, a lot of this is it's a business, and most people are actually doing it for money. So they don't really care what they're doing. They're just putting it in your body. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I really like your show tonight. I was listening, and I'm very positive. Thank you. I'm very, very happy tonight.
Thank you, Tiny. Hello.
Well, that's exactly, Tiny, I cannot tell you how appreciated I am that somebody like yourself decided to come on this line who's been in the scene for such a very, very long time to give that advice to people, and that's what a lot of more people need to start doing, because we've been here, we've done that, we've done the silicone, and we need to actually help direct these people in more of a, you know, slower process. The main thing that she said that was very, very interesting is learn yourself. Learn your body. Learn yourself. Get to know who you are, because what you're doing, you may not want to do. You may not want to do that. So learn who you are first before you decide to do all these fantastic things that you see all the other girls do, because they will be regrets. Everything we do in life, we will pay for. What you put out, you're going to get back. What you do to your body, you're going to pay for later. So it's a must to take care of your body and to treasure it, even though...
Hold on, y'all, because we only have 7 minutes left, and we have another caller. 718-342. You're on the air. Question or comment?
No question, no comment. I'm just making an appointment at Pagan in the morning.
Ooh. Ooh, God.
I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt you.
That's the legend, high cabbage.
Honey, I'm going to hurt cabbage, honey. 614-808. You're on the air. Question or comment? What's the topic we're having tonight?
Subject, I was just wondering, I'm a new twister. I just started being in the ballroom scene this year, and I just won my first ball walking virgin like last weekend, and I wanted to know, why do all of the Vogue femme girls walk gorillas with a twist?
What?
Next caller, we're not even going to. We're not even going to dignify that with an answer tonight.
I like that word.
Wait, I just came together.
Hold on. 617-935. You're on the air on our special topic we have tonight. Question or comment?
Hey, Kelly. And yeah, it's Jahira.
Hi,
Jahira.
That voice is big.
Hi.
Bitch. That voice
What's
is
going on, y'all?
How are you, love?
I'm so, so wonderful, thank God. I had a chance to listen to part of the show on my way home from the phone, and then I just checked out the rest of it now. I'm loving the conversation. I'm loving the topic. I love all of you for bringing this to light, because it's an issue that desperately, desperately needed to be discussed, especially with the number of younger female figures that do listen and tune into the show. And while I don't do this, I do have permission this particular time to encourage everybody to shoot on over to my side tomorrow night for basically a continuation of what you discussed. Our show is called Something for the Ladies. It'll be a panel discussion with Jasmine Couture Mizrahi, Raquel Balenciaga, Bibi Balenciaga, and a couple of special guests, an all-female figure panel to discuss some of the issues that younger female figures are facing today. So check it out if you get a second. And an amazing show, y'all.
Thank you,
Jared, for definitely calling in. And on that note, Stacia, please say goodnight to the girls.
Sad to say, I'm on my way. No, good night, everybody. I had a wonderful time on the show, and this had meant a lot to me to explain to y'all, you know, the severities of silicone and what I've been through and experienced in my life with my girlfriends and as well as myself. And I love you all, and I hope to speak to you again.
Okay, thank you. Nicole, say goodnight to the girls.
Well, I'm done enough talking for tonight. I'm very well pleased with being able to help the community because that's what I love to do. I hope everyone take my advice. I hope if you don't take my advice, take your own advice, not someone else's, but your own. Always have safe sex and take your time at everything that you do in life. Everything works according to time. God bless everyone. See you later.
Jasmine, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Jasmine, say goodnight to the girl.
You guys did very, very well. And I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Okay, I'm the legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi. I thank everyone that definitely tuned in. The chat room numbers definitely did stay up very high tonight. And I really thought that the numbers was definitely going to drop because we was doing a positive topic tonight and it wasn't no reading, no gossiping and everything. So I really thought the numbers was going to drop. And that's one of the reasons why I really stick to the gossiping and everything and letting the other shows do the positive topics because the girls really, the numbers really drop when the girls don't hear the gossiping and the reading and giving y'all the tea and everything. But this was something that I had to really take and get off my breast because I definitely was feeling this topic because every time I feel my breast and you go to the core of them and you feel how it can be soft some days and it can be hard, I definitely had to talk about this. And from seeing all the young transgenders and all the young drag queens outside this weekend when I was in the village taking my daughters around and the work and stuff that they had done, I had to talk about this topic. So it's definitely going to be more topics coming to you on Wednesday nights that y'all can definitely tune in. It's definitely going to be positive. You know, I'm definitely going to give y'all a recap on Monday nights. I'm definitely going to give y'all the what the fucks on Tuesdays. And then on Wednesday, I'm definitely going to try to give y'all a positive show every Wednesday. But whatever you do, whatever state you in, whatever club you in, or whatever park you pick somebody up in tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex and you wrap it up. And I'll see you back here Monday night for the recap show. I'm the legendary Aurora Mother of the East Coast Chapter, Ms. Rahi, and I love you all. Good night. Good fire, good rock, good fire. Hold this party, I'll amuse.